Spock, right? Air on a G-string.
I don't know. And we're recording good. Tabaj, you want to give big thanks to Tabachi? I'm sure he doesn't have any applause. He can't play applause. That sucks his show without applause.
Hey.
Guys, we're in a crisis mode with Madhouse. Crisis mode for Madhouse. What happened here? You see, the reason why we're late, Milkman and I got a hard drive failure on one of my servers. Well, I have one server machine here at the main Madhouse studio that handles a lot of files, a lot of Madhouse stuff. It handles the Shoutcast. Also, the Shoutcast streaming, you know, the little thing that lets me broadcast out to you fucks. And the video also, it's handled on that machine. Well, guess what? The hard drive's failing on it. Milkman, you said it's bad things, right, man? I got bad sectors, bad clusters, right?
Bad clusters, man, equals condition purple, man. That means immediate replacement or scrap. Immediate.
I got, the platters are bad. The read head's bad. It says read heads. Sure. It says the disk head is touching.
That contact at one point or another, that little tiny little cushion of air there was breached. The gap was breached and it made contact with the platter. And now you've got bad cluster and it's going to spread.
The tip of the head, you know. See what happened? Milkman was driving and the guy said, "Hey, reach over here. I got a tip for you back here. Just the tip of the head." And Milkman reached back and now it crashed. You know, the head. The platter had crashed on the platter, and now the hard drive's gone, all because Milkman was curious. Curious.
I couldn't even drive to that, man. I was in the hospital in contraction after that.
Milkman has the flu. My computer machine is crashed. It's just bad. We have no applause tonight. Tabachi's having to connect us via some kind. We got a satellite. We're using a French satellite that Tabachi has access to. We're bouncing a signal off of that, off the surface of the moon, and back down to Skype. Yep.
Hey.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is some technical shit. Anyway, we're here. We're supposed to be able to do prank calls, I guess. We're not going to do it for long because I can't do it. I'm just mad. I'm in a bad mood. I don't know how many people are in the chat room. Oh, God. We got to paste prank numbers into the chat. 124 listeners, I hear. Okay. You know, I think I'm actually able to open. You know what? Let me get my iPad. There's no video tonight also. So if you're out looking for video on YouTube, sorry, because that's handled by the machine that's crashed. Don't worry. Milkman and I were talking. We're going to, I'm going to get a hard drive tomorrow. Hopefully a cheapy one, to get me by. Brad's also saying he's got a 500 gig hard drive. He might be able to, loan me, perhaps. I don't know if I was supposed to talk about that. I don't know if it was a secret gift. Oops.
What?
Never mind that.
Man.
Too late now.
Now Brad's got rubber gloves.
Now Brad's got to get Western Digital Caviar hard drives for everybody.
That hard drive.
Caviar Green, Milkman. That's the hard drive I'm going to get. It's called Caviar Green. You know?
Make sure you put your rubber gloves.
Yeah, I'm in the chat room now, I think. I'm on the iPad. Should be on the iPad. Is it either Carlitos or Carlito? Okay, good.
Be on the iPad. Yeah, man. Get a maxi pad instead.
Yeah. Can the chat room let me know, or is the audio working? Tabachi says yes. MSC3 Clay says not yet. Jill says yes. Hey, you stupids. Make up your mind. What are we? Are we on or not? We should be on Madhouse, which will soon be known as Prank Call Nation. And we should also be on Blue Planet. All right, we're going to do prank calls tonight, hopefully. We'll see how this goes. It's not going to be a normal show by any stretch of the mean, of the mind, of the means.
Don't get any ideas.
Is Lonesome here? I don't even see Lonesome. Now let me log into the request to prank. Let's see if we got any prank requests there.
We ain't playing games either.
Never playing games. Well, God, I never play games. I'm always serious. I'm a serious cat. Tabachi, I hope you're playing music over there because I'm going to have to stop talking while I log into the show. Yeah. Dude, hey, you know what? Something pissed me off. Tabachi, you're playing music. Stop the music. Tabachi, stop the music. Hey, man. Did you hear, you know, Madhouse, you know, our email was hosted by Google Apps. Did you know that Google came out last week and said they're going to start charging for Google Apps now? It's not free anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. We are grandfathered in for Matt.
I was going to say, we're early adopters. They can't charge us, man. We have to get this thing
up. Here's the thing. I mean, Milkman,
you got a militia shit out there.
You're the guy in charge of the accounts for, you know, Madhouse and stuff. And it's a good thing you went in there recently and you made a lot of accounts for some people because we're grandfathered in. So any accounts that we created for Madhouse Live, they can stay for free. But any other additional ones we want to start making as of this week will cost $5 a month. So I don't
You're
think.
Kidding me.
Yeah, yeah, and that's some bullshit.
Those are rewards for our dedicated listeners, man. That sucks, dude. Well,
that's
thank God though that we did have some dedicated, you know, we've had some dedicated, interested people out there. At least we could recognize them and try and thank them somehow for their services because you know they're really appreciated, man. Yeah. They really are.
I know Tabachi has you've got one of the Madhouse Live accounts, so hang on to that, man, because they're not going to be there won't be any more. Well, we can move services. We can move to
your accounts.
I can migrate.
I did not close all invitations. The ones that originally had issued one. If you didn't use the account, all you got to do is log in because I did not delete all invitations. So. Yeah. There's actually still about 3 or 4 boxes out there that are still pending, man. You could still get in and not have to be paid for.
Yeah, but I don't know. We can always move providers, you know, to different, and maybe I can pay, might be something, because that, even that's not really reasonable, man. $5 a month per user is pretty expensive. I don't know what that's not very competitive at all, because you can get hosting. No. You can get email hosting for a small business domain for $20 a month and unlimited users, unlimited storage.
So Google Voice number. You can still do your own voice number. Yeah. You can still use your own, use your own chat ID. I mean, it's elite. You got a whole thing,
yeah,
you know, new identity.
Yep. Without Google Apps, I don't know why they did that, man. Out of nowhere, too. No one was, they did the whole story, the whole line for years. Oh, come on, go host with Google Apps. It's free, up to 20 users.
I do not like Play Store. It's all about trying to get me to look at shit I'm not interested in. The stuff that I want to look at, I can't organize, and I cannot get rid of shit I don't want to see on there, man. That's
so
what
you're talking
I don't
about
like
Android
about.
Now. What are you talking about Play Store? It's Android. Well, you know, what are you talking about? Milkman, you're confused.
That you're getting on Android. Mine's called Play Store, whatever the hell it is, like Google Play Store. I don't like that format.
Playboy, I'll tell you what. Listen, I'm looking here for prank calls. Tabachi, turn up the music real quick. Let me get some numbers. Give me a second. Tabachi, turn it up. Tabachi.
Do you know?
And shit, he sent in a number in the United Kingdom. I guess it was a taxis. Let's see, Tesco's open 24 hours a day. It's the Walmart of England, Milkman, also known as Tesco's. I
met these people, man, from like pickup customers, and they were from there. I asked about Tesco's, and they said Aldi's is another big one over there. Aldi's is that kind of like little cheap ass market guy here. It's big over there, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys have all down in Florida, right?
Tesco's in Florida?
Aldi's.
Arby's?
Aldi's. Aldis, man. They're like a little cheapy ass.
Aldi's,
like,
yes. Yes, they're like a civil lot. All right. Listen, we're going to do a prank call. Yeah, we have all these here in Pennsylvania too. And the only thing that's
call these students and then have them, you know, pretend like we're having a conference call with the UK, man.
The only good thing you can get in an Aldi is canned goods. That's the only thing I'll trust that's worth it. And they got nuts. Their nuts are good. The nuts there are good.
Hey, man, they've got those foam mattresses in there now, too, dude, for like $99, man. They're rolled up. And
oh, there you go. You could put like three of those on top of each other. It's like a bed.
Dude, you don't even need three of them, man. I mean, you know, like if you do that, you're so plush in luxury, man. You know, you might not even be able to sleep. It would be so exciting.
Excuse me. Ooh. Excuse me.
Purple power, man. Purple power.
Sour diesel power. Hey, Tabachi is going to dial the number. Tabachi, pause the music, Tabachi, and engage Tesco's United Kingdom Warp 2, please. Make it so.
Aldi's. Get some numbers for Aldi's, too.
Fucking Aldi's. I'm going there. Fuck them and their cans. I'll shit on the cans. That doesn't really work because people, you know... You get a little bit of shit still in the food if you shit on the can, right? The part where it comes poopy. Out, it picks up some poopy, I think. Come on, Tabachi, make it so. Engage. We're waiting here for Tabachi to engage the call. All right, I'll do it. All right, Milkman, here we go. Warp 1. Engage.
You have called it switched off. Please call again later.
Oh, thank you, UK Godfather. Yay. We don't have applause, but I'll play it for him. Yay. Stupid. Yay. Everyone, look at UK Godfather. How stupid he is for not doing that. All right, Tabachi, play the music again. Music starts now again. Tabachi needs to become a producer, man. Tabachi. If it didn't look so weird, I'd let him come over here and be my audio producer, but he's a weird guy. He looks like he'd come over and not want to go home after the show. That's the problem. That's what Artie would do when he used to come over to my house in Orlando for the show. He's like, all right, show's over. Time to go home. He's like, no, I want to sit here and eat sandwiches. He's like, oh, fuck you, man. I gotta get the fuck out. I gotta be alone. See, Will was good. Will was good. Will never stayed. And Will used to do the... sit in the studio with me for the show. He always used to leave pretty quick after. He might have a cigarette and then leave. That was good. Good guy. Smart guy, that Will. I wonder how Will, man, if you're listening, what's up, man? Big up, Will.
Well, Big Will? Is that Big Will 420?
Big Will 420. Yeah.
Oh, man. Cool, dude. How's he been, man? I miss him. He's all right, man.
He's an all right cat. Tabachi says he would leave. I know you would leave. Tabachi, I'm just being stupid, man.
Sneaky Pete, man. That guy right there, man, is trouble. I'm telling you.
All right, I'm looking for another number here on Request a Prank. Give me just a second.
Last I heard, he's got a Dodge Stratus.
It's a good car. The best car, one would say. Big Ken sends in a number in Michigan, his home state. Person selling a pool table, as supposedly it was one on the Price is Right. Holy shit, man. That's the fucking game right there, Milkman. Price is Right. It's my favorite game.
Damn.
Nothing better.
That was a great... Oh, man.
Still
I like
on,
him,
man. I don't mind Carey. What's the Harry Carey? What's his name? Glasses Boy. Carey.
Bob.
Drew Carey.
Bob.
Yeah, but Drew Carey doesn't. I don't mind him. He's not too bad. He's all right. That's just, you know, he's set, man. That he got that job, and he can do that for the rest of him. Look, Bob Barker did it for so long. Drew Carey's got a good paycheck, a fat paycheck, I bet, for Price is Right until he retires. He hasn't done shit. You don't see him ever releasing books or doing stand-up or in movies. Drew Carey doesn't do anything. He just says, Price is Right now, man. That's what you got to do, Milkman, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the fucking job right there. The best job in the world, I'll tell you what. There's three good jobs in the world. Tabachi, stop playing the music if you're playing it right now. Please, stop playing the music, Tabachi.
Hold on, man. My head's ringing.
All right.
Okay. Got an answer.
Here are the good jobs in the world. A is game show host on TV. That's a good job. All right. The next one is the weatherman in the Caribbean, like a Caribbean island, the weatherman on the TV, because the weather's always the same. It's good, you know? That's the easy job. And the other job that I wouldn't mind doing is being the water guy, the guy that delivers the 5-gallon water jugs to offices downtown all day in his truck. That's no one fucks with the water guy, Milkman. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has got love for Waterman. Comes, hey, Waterman, what's up, man? Here, I'll hold the door open for you. All right, man. Yeah. Yeah, we need 4 on the first floor and we need 2 on the second. All right, no problem. The hardest part is moving those big ass waters, but you get in shape, you know, and some places have elevators. That helps out too. I'd be happier than a motherfucker if they had an elevator and I was delivering water, you know? I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm taking that elevator. I'm not going to go up the stairs with goddamn 20 gallons of water. Expensive and heavy.
You get a finger, then you got her made, man.
Fuck yeah, man. What other good jobs are there, Milkman? Cab driver? You don't like that job. You hate your job. You wake up every morning crying. You told me. I know you don't like taxi. I hear you, man. That just stinks. It's a stinky job. Does your car stink when you get it from someone else? You got to share cars too, right? You don't get your own cab machine?
You got to shit in your own car, man.
What?
How do you think? What? You got to shit in your own car.
Milkman, hey, be serious for a minute, Milkman. Have you ever had to pee in a taxi cab? Did you use a Gatorade bottle or something? You ever had to do that yet?
What?
Have you ever had to pee really bad and you did it in the car, like in a Gatorade bottle or something? Do you have a system for peeing in an emergency?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. You try and keep one of the customers, you know, around for that.
No, come on. I'm being serious, Milkman. Have you ever been stuck and had to pee?
Yeah, you fucking find the nearest dark corner, man. That's what's great about Berkeley, man. There's one on every dark corner.
Yeah, they don't give you shit. You know, the area where I used to work is a downtown city. And
toilet paper, dude.
Everybody pees everywhere in that town. People pee everywhere. Like, at least once a week, I'd see either a homeless person peeing or some dude coming home from the club, pissing on the side of the buildings and the garage. And the parking garage smelled like piss. The elevator smelled like piss. Every floor smelled like piss. The worst part in that town is when it rains, but it only rains like a little bit, or it drizzles and it stops. You know what I'm talking about? Where you don't get a good soaking. It just rains. It gets shit wet and that's it. A passing cloud. When that happens and then the sun comes out and it becomes like a piss stained steam, on the streets is horrible, man. Horrible. It happens like right around lunchtime and I'll be headed, fucking buy a hot dog for lunch from the hot dog guy. And it smells like warm piss steam everywhere because they don't have public bathrooms in this town. They're so fucking stupid. Idiots. They don't put public bathrooms anywhere. Nothing's open. It has a public bathroom. So then people got to take a piss somewhere. That's what it is. So, you know, if you're homeless, you're going to pee somewhere. You know what I mean? There's no public bathroom setting nearby. People got to pee, Milkman. And if you got homeless people, they're going to pee on stuff. All right, Tabachi, start playing the music again. I'm done talking about pee. Thank you. Tabachi's doing good. I think he's figuring it out. All right, so I don't know if I pasted that number in there, Tabachi, but we got Big Ken who sent in a number for a person selling the pool table on The Price is Right. I got way off tangent. Started talking about Drew Carey and Price is Right. Ended up talking about peeing on the street. Tabachi,
there's a corner near you.
There we go. Tabachi, engage, warp one. There we go.
Dissipating.
And shut the music off, Tabachi. Don't forget.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You have a pool table that you're trying to give away? Or sale, rather? Yeah. I'm sorry, you're selling it?
Yeah.
And how did you get it? You got it on The Price is Right?
Yeah, The Price is Right.
Does it have papers?
Papers? Yeah. What do you mean?
A certificate of authenticity that was from Price is Right?
Yeah, the thing that they mailed us, yeah.
What does it say on it? Because it should have like a number on it. I want to check it against the manifest, make sure it's a genuine article.
Well, to tell you the truth, I can't get it right now. I'm actually in bed. I don't know what state you live in. I'm on the East Coast.
Oh, I'm in Berkeley. So you're in bed? Yeah. Are you married and stuff? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, did I wake up your wife and all that? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we're fine. If you wanted to give me a call tomorrow, I could go over some more of the stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. Were you sleeping now or were you up? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm actually in bed. I got to work in the a.m., but go over more information and give you where the pool table shit from. Everything.
Oh, is your wife reading a book right now? Did I disturb her?
No, she's in bed too.
Oh, okay. You weren't like porking or anything like that, right? Like,
no.
Oh, all right. That's cool. So, yeah. What are you guys into? You guys at the party? Yeah, he's gone. I'm down. He won't pick up the second time. That'd be my guess. No answer there. All right, Tabachi, fire up that music again, would you, please? His finger looking good. All right, I'm looking here for another request of prank that Ken sent in. No name listed for this one. Person is in California this time around, so hopefully they're up still. It's just before 8 p.m. over there. She made her ad with this. Only wore it for 3 to 4 hours. Very nice shape. It was $120, but on sale for $90. The size is XL, so she's a big girl who meant to say, what? Oh, only wore it for 3 to 4 hours, but she claims wore it for 3 to 4 hours. Okay, so she put something on sale. I guess, what is it, article of clothing, is it? Ken, let me look at the link. bridesmaid dress. Okay, for $35. The bridesmaid dress going for $35. It was only worn for 3 to 4 hours, but the lady mistyped. She probably doing it on her phone, and instead of saying only worn, she said only wore it. That's fucking something. All right, well, let's do that then, I guess. Let me find the number. Duh, I gotta paste it. Hopefully she answers. All right, Hibachi. Mr. Hibachi, engage. Yeah, hi. You have a dress for sale on the internet?
Yeah.
Is it still available?
Which one? Is it the pinkish looking one?
It's like purple magenta looking. It says
yeah.
It said you were whoring for 3 to 4 hours in it.
Oh, I was what?
It says you only whored in it for 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, I was only wearing it for my sister's. I was like her bride. I was like the bridesmaid, so I only wore it. And it's still in my closet.
Have you seen the ad? Because it says only whore it for 3 to 4 hours.
I'm sorry?
It says only whore, like a prostitute, whore.
Oh.
Whore.
Are you interested in it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you only whored in it for 3 to 4 hours, I don't know. I have, you know, there's a fetish out there for that kind of thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't even notice that I put it like that.
Did you see that you did now? I mean,
no. Not long. I haven't been on it.
All right, so do you have any other your clothes that you wear in the street when you're working?
Who is this?
This is Cross. I buy clothes like this from whores, from prostitutes. You know she's running to check it now. Wait a minute. Ah, shit. Only whore it. She only whores over 3 to 4 hours. That's a nice, if I saw a whore wearing that, I'd be like, hey, there's a whore in a bridesmaid's dress. She don't want to talk now. She don't want to talk now. Sorry, guys. Hibachi, music, please. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ken sends in another number. Guy selling porn on Craigslist. Looks like a whole fucking collection of black porn. So call him. Race traitor and accuse him of keeping the white man down. Very good point. Alrighty. Let me get that ready over here. Gotta pass that off to Big Hibachi over there in the Skype Center. Hibachi, laying a course, please. Alright, engage. Posting is now deleted, by the way. For the author, it's been deleted.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I think someone started calling him about the porn already. maybe he already sold it, or he just got a lot of shit. Maybe some Christian activists were calling, offering to help him. there's the Christian activists who are, you know, like, oh, we can cure the addiction to pornography. The addiction to pornography. It's an addiction. I guess so, man. Nope, man. You've been there. You are there. I'm there. I think everyone's. Every teenager's been addicted to porn. Come on, man. Really? Even the most straight-laced of Christian kid people now, never get men, boys, all getting, all falling into that trap. Especially now the internet's out, Milkman. When me and you were kids, like the internet wasn't prevalent. I mean, 1994. I was a sophomore in high school. Internet didn't take off till, for me, I didn't get online till 1996, the first year I was on the internet. I was late. For me, that was late because I worked in, I took like computer programming courses in high school and stuff. And I had worked with computers before, but I never got online. My parents couldn't afford AOL or anything like that or whatever. God, what the hell was out back then? CompuServe. With some other ones. I forgot what the older ones were. The big deal was, I remember when AOL went from you paid for a number of hours, you'd pay like for 100 hours for XX amount. I remember when they became, it was like, $12.99 unlimited. I remember that. I remember the commercials all over the place on TV and people like, oh my God, AOL is unlimited. Like, it was like $13 an hour. And I remember, they got hit really hard. Like the first week or two that they did that, everyone jumped on it so fast. I remember that it was impossible to connect in most cities. And there were lawsuits that were going to have, like, people were threatening to sue. They're like, this is bullshit. I can't even connect. But AOL came really quick. They made a lot of money back then. They made a lot of money for good, from 97, I think AOL, 96, 95, 96, they became a household name. And I think they made some pretty good scratch in 96, 97. They started making bank when they ran. That was about the time they released that unlimited internet. Everyone was amazed. Like, oh my God. Before that, you had to be under your minutes or you'd pay out the ass. You get like 100 hours, shit like that. Not anymore. 100 hours, man. I can't imagine. I don't know. I wonder how many hours online I would, like right now, I don't even think about it. You know what I mean? Like shit just stays connected. Phones are on Wi-Fi, iPads always connected, always updating podcasts, you know. Laptops here, they're always connected, checking email automatically and shit, all that shit. The fuck? That was within the last 15 years, man. Anyway, enough of that. Sound like old men tonight. Milkman, are you still there or do we have to recall you?
Yeah, sure, Chevy. Okay. Freaking whippersnappers on the internet. You got to watch them.
All right, so we got Sam trying to sell adult domains, including playdoughpussy.com, where the men come to play and the women come for dough. And, of course, cum is spelled C-U-M. Ha, ha, ha, ha. Sam wants $20 for playdoughpussy.com. He's in L.A. Imagine that. Hey, I heard that's a Milk. What do you know about isn't there a porn industry law that got passed where you got to wear condoms in the state of California?
No, you got to do it all in L.A. County.
L.A. County, and that's like where majority of the porn industry is. Majority of the porn.
Everybody's in the Riverside.
The majority of the porn industry historically has been filmed out of there, but they're just going to move. That's retarded. All they're going to do is move to Vegas or some shit.
You know? No, they ain't going to move far, dude. They're gonna stay somewhere close to the Van Nuys area. I'd say probably
Hollywood.
Riverside. Probably
the porn industry is going to move into Hollywood now, Milkman. Imagine if it became like Hollywood famous, like Hollywood stature because of that move.
Fabulous! It's Hollywood. Hey,
yeah.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, man. You know who is a man? John Holmes, Milkman, and you've got his dildo. Let's do the next call. Here we go. Yeah. This is Sam.
Flynn, he's the best, man. He's my hero, Rory Flynn.
All right, Sam. Sam's here. We're ready with Sam. Thank you, Tabachi.
Condition purple.
Shut up. Hey, Milkman, your old phone, HTC One X, getting a Jelly Bean update tonight. Not for you, Mr. Evo.
Server status. Condition.
Mr. Evo LT.
Immediately. Hello, we are not available now.
Bullshit.
Please leave your name.
Milkman, what do you got, Evo LT? What do you got? You're not running Jelly Bean, are you running ICS? Ice cream sandwich on your phone?
Huh?
Are you running ice cream?
I see it. Oh yeah. I haven't gotten Jelly Bean yet. They said they're gonna send it, but I ain't got that fucker yet.
Fucking Tabachi's got gingerbread, man. He's rocking the gingerbread still, I bet. I don't know.
I might eat it with the gingerbread fine, man. My Evo's solid as fuck, dude.
Most people have I think last week I saw the article where they had the latest breakdown of the Android market. And I think gingerbread and lower is still like 40 something percent right now of Android users are on that version of it. I think and an ICS and Jelly Bean take up the rest. Honeycomb is like insignificant. Bunch of shitty tablets got the Honeycomb update. No one gives a shit about that. Milkman, you don't give a shit about Honeycomb, right? Why would you? I don't need that shit.
Super Sugar Crest, man. Super Sugar Crest.
That's the next one. When they get to S, it's going to be straight up sugar. Sugar.
Super Sugar Crisp, man.
That's good. I hope that's what they do when it gets to ass. Fucking Android version sugar. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
I can see the ads right now. You have the phones and you'd be dropping sugar on them. Like have the sugar just it white comes sugar. With the
and it doesn't have your normal, you know, it doesn't have your normal pan or prestidigitator, man. It got a little spoon because of the thing for sugar.
Tabachi's rocking iOS. That's cool, man. I got iOS on my iPad. I use my iPad a lot around the house. I got the iPad all day. I got it taking notes. I'm walking around listening to music while I do shit around the house. I get on the treadmill. I got the iPad there. Listening to podcasts. Dude, I started listening to the WTF podcast by Marc Maron. I finally got around to listen. I was subscribed to it, and I hadn't listened to an episode. I think I was subscribed to it for almost a year, about 9 months. Someone, I had heard about it through different people, and I said, all right, let me subscribe to this. The WTF podcast show with Marc Maron. And I finally listened to an episode yesterday. I cracked up. Andy Dick was there, and Andy Dick was being really funny. I got tired of Andy Dick's antics. I think he's a funny guy, but he's just a train wreck of a person. It's like KDK. KDK is the Andy Dick of prank calls. There you go. I said it. KDK is the Andy Dick of prank calls. Oh my God, he is. Andy Dick. Milkman, you don't know who Andy Dick is. He's a super effeminate comedian. He's a funny guy, but he's a train wreck with the drugs and the drinking and the fucking spitting at people and the licking women's fucking ears at Comedy Central roasts. Anyway, hey, we got a young Hispanic man looking for a lady, 25. And we got a page with his photo here. Big Tabachi, go ahead and lay in a course for a young Hispanic man looking for pussy. Thank you, sir. Engage. Posting has been deleted by the author. Looks like they got to that also. I think Craigslist is really big on the adult stuff. I think they come at you really fast now. They're trying to get away from it.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Probably getting
shit. The thing is, the Craigslist, they came under a lot of pressure from the feds, man. Cops and feds. And what happened, and a lot of cops and feds were just using it to entrap people. Not just entrap, I mean, they were catching people, you know. They were catching Johns and stuff and pros. Prostitutes and stuff, but they're also kind of entrapping some people sometimes. And yeah, the Craigslist thing with the adult ads and all that, that's there were murders and everything, right, Milkman? There were people hooking up on there and women murdered. There was a murderer. There was a guy who killed about three or four people in a row, if I remember.
Yeah, that was setting up the whores and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we started doing calls on there, and Madhouse started taking over, and then like the crimes kind of ended. But then, we kind of got less popular on there, thank goodness.
I don't know. What's up with the whores on it? I mean, is that even, people don't do that anymore. I think I know Artie has. Artie told me that's how he lost his virginity. He was a Craigslist whore back in, like, 2008, I guess, or 2009. At least I don't know if it's common knowledge. Now it is. I'm pretty sure it was common knowledge on the syndicate end of things. That's what happened. That's how it went down. There are others affiliated with the show that have partaken of that. I never would. A, I'm married. B, I don't pay to have sex. I pay for women to leave when I'm done, Milkman. You know what I'm saying?
Well, somebody's got to do the deed, man.
UK Godfather, Carlito, do you want us to send numbers via chat? I've sent you two requests of pranks. Godfather, I'm getting to them. The first one that was disconnected to the Tesco's. I was all excited, Tesco's, and look what you did.
All these.
2 Day FM in Australia, the company that's in trouble for, he sent them the number. I think that I don't want to do a prank call. Hey, we didn't even talk about that, Milkman, you know? Well, the prank calls got serious. Someone died because of a prank call. A really shitty prank call to that hospital. We didn't mention the call. The girl hadn't killed herself yet, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. The nurse who got prank called by the Australian radio station when the Duchess of Cambridge, who's pregnant, was there And it got all over the media. The tabloids made a big joke about it. Then the nurse killed herself, the one that got duped into giving out information during the prank call. I understand those two radio hosts have been fired. A blonde woman and some fucking douchebaggy-looking guy on an Australian terrestrial radio station, 2 day 5 FM, something like that. The prank call was fucking shit. It's too bad that, of all the prank calls that we've done here, I would hope no one's ever killed themselves over one. I would hope we've never done that to somebody, right? You think we have?
Tony actually was blessed, man. He actually had a holy experience.
A holy experience. Listen, I don't know if we've ever forced someone. Maybe it's time to hang up this show, man, because if people are killing themselves because they got prank called. Yeah, what can I say? The whole situation, it's bad for it's bad for all of us, fans of prank calls, prank callers alike.
Quit doing calls. Then what will you do?
It's a black mark on the prank call underground scene here that we enjoy, because it draws attention in a negative fashion, and that affects, you know, prank calls that aren't shitty and don't lead people to kill themselves. The damaging pranks like this one and the stuff that Prank You did. But what are they called now? Are they Prank You now? They used to be what? I forget what their old name was. The breaking the toilets and the throwing the windows and the fucking... That shit's funny, though, man. You know, it's that shit... I know it's bad. I know those pranks that Dex did in them. I know the shit is fucking wrong. I wouldn't... That's not my thing. Like, I don't do pranks like that. If you want to... That's like... That's some crazy shit. I mean, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but it's funny as hell. I got mad respect for those kids. But fuck, don't do that shit, man. We never do that. Well, we have, you know, we have skirted that. Like, what? We had the one guy, Charlie, right, drop his cordless phone in a tub of water. I think that's the worst we've done. Have we done anything worse than that? That's been personal.
I think he dropped a deuce, actually, man. He dropped a deuce on one episode.
Have we driven anybody crazy? Like, I know Charlie, we've driven him pretty crazy sometimes.
Parker, remember Crazy Parker?
Well, no, but I'm talking prank calls that we've done that have actually been really, like, morally bad. I think the word
was... You know, he was just accused of, you know, bring up the point that he's for Republicans, and next thing you know, he dives off the deep end for, like, you know, 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the worst. I can't think of, I think there was one recently where I said this is messed up. What we're doing here is pretty messed up. I know there was one time I was calling a job wanted ad, and it was a answer machine, and I hacked the answer machine. I hacked the answer machine, and I was able to get the messages people who were gonna looking for a job, and I called the one guy back about the address. I need an address. That was pretty bad. That was pretty
all right. Bad. Okay. You've done some good things too, man. I mean, You had Ernie do a reunion with some of his good friends there, you know, at the horse clinic.
Yeah. There was, you know what, I take that back. Music off, Tabachi. It's, you know, recently there was one that wasn't on the show, but it was on just a conference between me, it was on that conference, me, fucking, RBCP, Dark Stranger, and, Laugh Track Matt. Yeah, he was loving it because he loves racism. I just know it was one of those pizza things. And I called the guy and I said that I jerked off on the pizza, something like that. And that was because he was like, I'm calling the cops right now and I'm going to put a lawsuit on you. You know, it got really heated, but that was pretty fucked up to call a guy. He said they had eaten all the pizza, and I said, oh shit. Well, guess what? I was like, is there at least a little bit left for the, so we can do a lab thing? He's like, no, why? I said, yeah, well, we had an employee here that was jerking off on pizzas. That was really messed up. He got really mad. I remember we called the Domino's after that, and the manager was pissed off. He's like, yeah, you know, we're getting involved. Yeah, I don't know. I know it's on YouTube. I know it's under the Laugh Track Matt page for YouTube. There's this other one that I did when I was pretty drunk with Laugh Track Matt. We were calling a pizza customer, and for some reason I was saying that I was going to make the computer flash what was it? White nigger, I think. It was going to say white N, you know, just spelled out the whole way. It was going to say it on the computer whenever she ordered a pizza. It was going to say white trash and white N word. And she got like real upset. She was like really offended. That's pretty fucked up to say that, because she actually did believe we were calling from the pizza place. And that's, you know, that's bad on them. I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I get worried. Like, if I, you know, what if there's a guy who named Cross at one of these places that I fuck with? You know what I mean? That I call customers and they're calling back saying, yeah, some guy named Cross called me last night, said I'm an asshole customer. Blah, blah, blah, right? Who cares? UK Godfather's here.
So pick this on your computer. Same. You know who's been there?
UK Godfather, this is the girl was from his town. Wow, man. Jose's calling. Too late, Jose. Too late, Jose. No Lonesome Loser. I hear that Lonesome Loser's acting weird lately. He's been missing. He hasn't been talking to anybody. You heard about that? I don't know about that. Until recently, I don't know. Some other prank callers that employ his services were saying, ah, he hasn't been showing up. And I was like, oh, he's been showing up for every Madhouse show, but he's not around tonight. I think he's got a lady friend out there. I hope, you know, I hope the quality of the show sounds good, guys. Unfortunately, I am not doing the broadcast. Tabachi's broadcasting from his computer in his studio. He's patching us in remotely via Skype. He's controlling the dialing and the music tonight and the sound effects, which I don't think there are any, because I have a server that is down. So if you're just tuning in, that's why things sound a little different tonight. We're being relayed. All right, let me see if we got any more request of pranks. Actually, no, we're not getting a lot of request of pranks. I don't think people are too interested in this relay style show. Now I'm going to pull a KDK and leave.
Because
you guys aren't sending me ideas. You're not sending me anything. All right, we got a female with no name. She is selling her socks, trying to draw the foot fetish crowd. She sounds like it could go further than socks, and she would be down. Okay, this is in Chico, California, Milkman. Chico.
Yeah, man. Neighborhood.
She says, hi, I have a lot of worn socks I barely use anymore. Just trying to see if anyone is interested in old worn socks. I know people have a sock and foot fetish, so don't be shy. Just ask. I'm open-minded female, so let me know what's up. Hey, what's up? Hey, you hear that? There you go, Milkman.
What size foot?
I don't know.
What size foot?
She looks like
you gotta
she...
get foot.
They look
now being recorded.
They look pretty small. They look
read a sock dot, man. That's critical.
Well, she says she doesn't say call. She says text me. She's 19 years old. She's pretty smart for a 19-year-old, eh? Milkman. Yeah, she's
heck yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
We need some sock sizes.
So Tabachi laying a course for the 19-year-old girl selling the socks. Milkman has questions. Thank you, sir. Big Shane says to check out peppertexas.com, sign the guest book, and troll it. What? I don't know. People were still doing guest books online. How freaking, speaking of AOL, remember everyone had a guest book? No one ever had more than
copy, sir.
No one ever had more than 5 people leaving a message on the guest book. I never knew anybody had more than like.
You've reached the pinger number. We'll let the person know you called. To get your own no monthly charge unlimited texting and calling number, go to pinger.com. All I can do is hang up now.
You hear that? Make a note of that. Pinger.com. I never heard of that one before. They're giving out numbers there, eh? Hey, look at that. Look, man, put that on the big board. Pinger.com.
I'll put that up on the VBS, man.
I'm looking at the site. It looks like these two pepper people, you know, there's people who are into peppers. People into peppers. It says, hello, pepper lovers. Sorry, but we have sold out all pepper seasoning products at this time. If you're interested in placing an order for future delivery, contact us. So they grow their own peppers, man. That's an art I like to get into. I'd also like to try making my own vinegar. But I'm afraid I'll kill myself because you can make a vinegar that has a lot of bacteria on it, really bacteria in it, easily, accidentally.
Is that a pickled peppers?
What? Huh?
Is that a pickled peppers?
No, pickled peppers. No. This guy, yeah, he's got serrano peppers are good. I like cooking with serrano hot peppers. He's got those for sale. Hot banana, not interested. Cayenne peppers, boring. Habanero, boring. Habanero peppers are so late 90s. No one cares about habaneros anymore. The habanero craze is gone, man.
Bird's eye.
That's why they're going out of business. That's why they don't have shit to sell. All their habaneros, they're stocking up on habanero, growing habanero peppers. No one gives a shit about habanero. Doesn't make
bird's eye peppers. That's a new direction.
Yeah, chipotle peppers. No one gives a shit about those either. Chipotles. They're not selling them, but that's another one people don't give a shit about. Chipotle. It's boring shit. It's old shit. You got to get with the new, man. You got to get those serranos are good. That's a start. You got to get that ghost pepper, right? Ghost chili. That's the hotness right now. It's the hot shit. I know there's some sauces coming out that are mixing it with cinnamon and dark chocolate. That's the new thing is the hybrids are taking the hot sauces and mixing them with some. There's I even heard of one that comes has a tobacco in it. Tobacco notes, like tobacco notes in the hot sauce, but with a bunch of other ingredients in it, it works out. Apparently, it works out great on certain types of meals. That'd be interesting. I don't know. I used to wear a cologne that had tobacco notes in it. Tabachi wears tobacco notes in his. That's what they call him, Tabachi. That's the name of it. As a matter of fact, it's called Tabachi. That's the name of his cologne. You know our other friend Jupe. That was his cologne too. Jupe. He wore Jupe. His name was Jupe. Milkman, we gotta get a scent after you. It'll smell like taxi ass. It'll smell like the back seat. It'll smell like the driver's seat of a taxi cab. You know? How does your taxi seat smell, Milkman? Find out. Let us know. Give us a report.
Fresh. Rosy fresh.
Ken sends in. We're only numbers we're getting are tonight are from Ken. Other than UK Godfathers that don't connect. We got someone looking for a thieving son of a bitch who stole his wire rims. Lysol is at it again, according to Ken. Someone got their rims done stolen. All right, here we go. Hey, what are you doing over there? Cutting some carrots? What's going on? Milkman.
We got a steel sample here.
You cutting some carrots?
We got a steel sample, yes. Preparing for it.
Milkman, the first thing you got to buy when you move in an apartment is a new plunger. For the toilet. Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You suck, Kathy. That's why you got your rim stolen, bitch. Back to Request a Prank. Back to the music also. It's about your music over there if it hasn't started yet. Thank you. Just a few minutes here. We're going to be moving on to the second part of the show, if we even keep going. RBCB says he's going to, if I give him a few minutes, he'll get some pizza numbers. All right, cool. Yeah, send him in. Send him in. Brad, get some pizza machines. Turn this party up a little bit. 11:26 p.m. We can open up for our conference. If any of you guys want to, I know Jose was wanting to try to call in earlier. We might be ending the show a little earlier than normal tonight. If you want to call it a show. Milkman, stop dropping stuff, man. Come on. Be careful. I'm going to break something, all right? I'm going to break a hip, old man. Jesus.
Yeah?
What's up, Jose?
What?
What do you want, Jose? What's going on?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. Jose, how old are you, man? What's your deal?
I am 19.
You're 19? You still live with your parents then?
Actually, I live with my grandparents.
Oh, that's cool. What kind of car? Like, do you guys go out together to church or anything? What do you guys do?
Yeah, we do go out once in a while.
Yeah? That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun. You ever got ice cream? What do?
Ice cream?
Yeah. Do you guys, does your grandparents go out for yogurt? Frozen yogurt?
No, they just go out to eat it in the buffet and that's all.
Oh, the buffet? That's cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the carniceria? You ever go there? You ever go there? You're not into that? Carnicerias?
Wait, what exactly?
You know what a carniceria is? You know what that is? You don't have it in California? Ken, do you ever go to a carniceria? You ever been to a carniceria, Ken?
Ken's negative.
No, you should go. It's good food, man. Carniceria.
What, make you shit all over the place?
You don't have to take a shit for a while after you eat that food. It's good food. Mm-hmm. Big Zyklon. Zyklon, how do I reach you off air, man? Because I got to talk to you about guns.
Best way to reach me is just Facebook.
Facebook. Oh, you're on Facebook? Or are you on
Facebook?
Are you Zyklon on Facebook?
No, I'll send you my Facebook details off air.
All right, please do. Yeah, because I want to see that. I want to get a hold of you. I got to discuss guns. What does the gun safety go down, right? To shoot? It's down to shoot, up to lock, usually?
It's probably be easier for me to explain this to you off air, in all honesty, because everybody else will get really, really bored.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I was looking for a 7-Eleven to prank that I pranked in 2010. And this, speaking of Laugh Track, Matt, he went into that 7-Eleven, and we called him and got them to pull the Playboys off the shelf. And Laugh Track, Matt, this was like right across the street from his apartment. Okay. So he goes in, and they literally had pulled him.
Oh, man. Hey, what's the prank I heard? Was that a recent prank? Brad posted on the Prank Phone Calls Facebook page. I don't know if you saw this one, but a prank where I think Legend was at a gas station and there was a cop there. And Brad called to do the weekly survey and somehow the cop got involved and the cop's like, that's bullshit. He started cursing out Brad, like the cop was cursing at him, like saying, you're full of shit. Like, you know, they don't do a weekly call. What are you fucking talking about? You're a piece of shit. And Brad's like, I'm going to get you in trouble. And the cop's like, oh, I've been on the force for 30 years. I don't give a shit. You can say whatever the fuck you want, my boss. That shit was epic. And he actually was a cop, like Legend confirmed. It was a fucking sheriff's deputy. That was it.
Yeah, I heard that prank. And I posted the number for that 7-Eleven in Skype chat.
All right, cool. So what happened? So you and Matt had these guys pull the Playboys off of the racks.
Yeah.
And they only don't keep those on the racks in front. They keep them behind the counter, from in my experience.
Well, what we did is we called them up, said that the centerfold was underage.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So that if they didn't pull it, they'd be having kiddie porn.
I remember this. This is towards the beginning of my when I was on Cacti Radio, I think. All right, cool. Well, Tabachi, if you're there, go ahead and dial it, man. Did he come back? I think so. Hey, Baz.
Hey, Baz.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
I'm just under, a little under the weather, so I probably won't say too much.
Yeah, that's
fine. I hope you're feeling better, dude.
Milkman's sick,
thanks,
too,
man.
And my computer's sick.
Yeah, I caught it from Milkman.
Yeah, you probably did, and Milkman caught it from the guy's tip.
Yeah.
Milkman got a tip, all right. Tip of
Milkman
a dick.
Was tapping underneath the restroom stall.
The tip of Milkman's customer's dick. I got something back here for you, he told Milkman. That's the best ever. I got something.
Hey, Carlito.
Yo.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we sent you a number for an Indian restaurant here in Renton, and you called them and then 20 minutes later did your cancel order. I felt kind of bad, you know, with this, you know, with what happened with the Middleton call.
Yeah.
So my wife and I went in there to eat, and I'll just have you know, we ordered an extra dish just to make up for that.
Did you really? Hey, man, that's pretty cool. That's good, man. That's good karma. Thanks, man.
No, they're actually a really good restaurant, so I felt kind of bad.
Yeah, I remember the kid's reaction. It was actually kind of like, hey, man, it's cool. Like, if you guys want to do Skype and prank call and shit, it's cool on YouTube, but man, that's my mom. You know, he's like kind of being kind of nice about it, but I kind of felt for him too. I know that's cool that you actually did that though. Yeah, man, that's real good on you, Baz. I appreciate, if I could do it, I would. I'm not up there, so
yeah, I got your back, man.
Cool. What'd you, can I ask what you ordered? Did you get the chicken biryani?
Yeah, actually we did. It's really good. And if you go there on the Sundays, they have a house special biryani, which is just incredible.
Oh,
how special.
I don't know what's the difference. I don't know what they put in it, but it's really good. They only make it on Sundays.
They put some contraband beef in that.
And they put a little gandu in there, a little bonchude.
A little bonchude in there.
Yeah.
A little bit of cow dick.
Yeah.
The cow dick, yeah. That's a,
hey, that's another one of my restaurants.
What's that? What
do
is
you
that
go
place?
There too, Baz? You go to the
yeah,
cow dick place?
I do.
Okay.
They're actually just an excellent restaurant, aside from the order that the guy actually said he would make for you.
Yeah, that and
they've got this Szechuan chili crab that is just to die for.
Szechuan chili crab, all right.
It's really good. It's really expensive, but it's awesome.
Looks like it would be. Yeah. So, and what is the one you said was the pork tripe and something? What is it? Pork entrail?
Oh yeah, it's called beef and pork assorted miscellany.
Assorted miscellany.
So I went in there and I asked the guy, "What is that?" And he goes, Chinese people only like that. He goes, I said, well, what's in it? And he goes, well, we take the pig and take the insides of pig and fry it up. And I go, okay, that's right. I'll pass.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually good.
Puerto Ricans. No, yeah. Cause we do the blood sausage and the casing is the insides of the pig. And it's filled with, I don't know how they make, it's like rice and something. Milkman, how they make that? I don't know how they can make morcilla. The Puerto Ricans make it. And I can have like two of them and it tastes good. And after that, I start to get a little weird about it.
Oh, the chorizo?
No, morcilla is different. Chorizo's cured. That's more of a Spain.
Chorizo's awesome.
Chorizo's good, yeah. And by the way, I think I talked about this last week with Evil Artie, but Papa John's has their, you need to, if you haven't yet, it's only, I think only, I feel like I'm a sponsor. They're sponsoring me for only about a week or two. I think they have the 5 sausage pizza at Papa John's. It's awesome. It's got chorizo in it. It's got 5 different sausages in it, including chorizo. It is awesome. And I recommend you save some and have it in the morning for breakfast with some eggs. That's what I did. I had scrambled eggs and a chorizo, a pizza that had 5 sausages on it, different types of sausages.
Well, you know what's in chorizo, don't you?
Good stuff.
What is
actually, I looked it up. It's the real authentic chorizo, I think, is pork, lymph nodes, and salivary glands.
Salivary glands? Like yeah,
look it up. Wow. Yeah, I was a little put off when I read that, but hey, it still tastes good.
Yeah, see, this morcilla, this blood sausage that we do, it's black and it's thick. It's kind of like a marrowy. And it's around Christmas time, so this time of year they're eating it in Puerto Rico. They're frying it up and you make it. I know we would slaughter the pig and we do the pig roast. You know, you get the pig and you do the lechon asado outside. It was really good, but before they didn't waste the insides. They would clean the fucking intestines and it smelled like pig shit. It was nasty. The process is nasty. It's like four or five or six different women are around and they're cleaning pig intestines, the pig shit out of the intestines. They get them really clean. And they hang the intestines. And then they make this other thing with blood. I think it's like the blood from the pig. And they mix it with some spices and white rice. And then you stuff that into the encasings, the insides.
Yeah, the stomach.
Yeah, the stomach. Yeah, that stuff. And the intestines. And that's the blood. And then you fry that afterwards. Yeah, as far as I...
It's called el buche.
El buche? Is that what you get? Is that what you guys call it? You guys probably make it too. You call it something else. Yeah, we eat most of the same stuff, so we call stuff different. Mm-hmm. You're Mexican, right? I'm not trying to be an asshole. You're Mexican, all right, Jose?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. So you say carajo a lot, and it's a curse word in Puerto Rico, but you guys say it left and right all the time. It's just a saying. Like you don't get in trouble really in Mexico if you say carajo. If you say it in Puerto Rico, it's like you're saying like God damn it, like really loud. Like you can't do it.
What's the meaning in Mexico, like, compared to Puerto Rico? Like,
oh, shucks, I think.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and in Puerto Rico's like, God damn it. You know what I mean? That's it goes up in severity, you know? but Mexicans just throw it all they want, yeah. There's in South America, bichos. A bicho is an insect. And then in Puerto Rico, bicho means a cock. And
I was thinking it was just like bad Spanish for bitch.
No. It means cock. And if you think about it, it's like saying like your inset, your bug. Basically, that's your dick. So you're saying like someone's little Asian looking dick. That's his bicho.
Like Charlie's dick?
Kind of, yeah. Like he's got, you know, he's got little tiny bicho morcilla.
Yeah, shut up.
You should see the chat room when we were talking about the Charlie being in a porno.
Charlie in a porno, you imagine? Yes. Oh, fuck you!
What is he says, chinga tamale way when he comes.
Yeah, when he does the money shot, chinga tamale way.
Did you guys see the Hangover 2?
No, man. I still, you know, and oh, the Hangover 3 is coming out, I heard. I heard that's in production right now, yeah. Well,
I kind of have this mental image of Charlie as being that Asian dude in the first Hangover movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he comes
that guy's back funny. In a second, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he was. Yeah, didn't were they all hanging out in the second one? I know. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I heard they were all like they were all home. Yeah,
Leslie Chow was his name.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. I've seen him on Letterman and Conan, and he did a commercial with Dwight Howard. A TV commercial is really funny, where he's playing at a piano, and he's in that character though from the movie, and he's singing a song called "Fast Don't Lie." It's out there, YouTube it. "Fast Don't Lie," Dwight Howard, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Guy's funny. He's a funny guy. Really funny guy. The scene where he just pops out and it's got that the little bird in the nest, you know, kind of look to him, the big bush. Milkman's into that big bush. All right, listen, we got a number here. I don't know who this is. I'm going to see if I can dial a number this way. No, Tabachi's doing it instead. Oh, shit.
Is it that condom number? Condo number?
Oh. I hope the show sounds good, you know.
It was sounding good earlier.
Hello, yeah, Howard. Hello.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Who is speaking?
This is Cross.
Who want to speak?
Oh, I want to make an order.
Which order?
Oh, I don't know. What do you have?
For what?
I'll be honest with you. I forgot who I was calling. So, what's up? You got the party? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I forgot who I was calling, so... What are you guys doing? What's up?
Who are you?
Oh, this is Big Cross. Big Cross.
Cross.
Yeah, Mr. Cross.
Welcome, Mr. Cross.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
My ancestors were in the Great Crusades. They killed many Arabs and Muslims.
What?
My ancestors...
Yeah?
They were in the Great Crusades in Palestine, and they killed many Muslims in the Holy Land. Many years ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just letting you know. I know my lineage. I trace it on lineage.com. Hey, can I make an order?
What?
Can I make an order?
Yeah, I have order.
All right. What do you got down? What's your number one special?
I don't know. It's a special.
Uh-huh.
But I have... Hello.
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, I have order.
What do you have? Can you give me what most popular thing? What's good? I'll order it. I told you, I forgot who was calling.
I don't know what's good.
I don't know.
Whose order is good? The special is number one.
The 10 o'clock.
You can come in here, we can see you.
Oh, yeah, but what's good? I just want to know. What's good that you have there?
I have everything is good.
Everything is... Can I get, like, one of the best one? Like, what do you like the most?
It's something.
Just tell me something. Just tell me, kind of give me an idea what it is, man. Come on. I don't know. Who are we calling? Who was I calling?
I don't know, but Nunu's saying called Charlie.
Yeah, but who the fuck was, like, calling there? I have no idea.
Oh, and stupid callings.
Okay, so, guys, I read this article in CNN that there was a murder plot for Justin Bieber.
What?
They were going to castrate and murder pop singer Justin Bieber.
What country was he going to be in? Where was this going to happen?
In New York, in mid-November.
What? Are you serious?
Yep.
They were going to castrate Justin Bieber?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Don't you got to have the equipment?
It's on CNN right now.
Okay. Wow. I wonder if it was a Taliban level stuff, man. That's some shit. Yeah, like, keep me abreast of that, man. Justin Bieber, huh? Justin Bieber murder castration plotted, police say. A New Mexico
inmate. I saw that. They showed that last night on the news, man. The news last night. CNN.
Seriously? I didn't know about that. New Mexico inmate ex-convict probation. His nephew are under investigation for...
I see a picture of the three dudes, though, man. Like, they look like, you know, like goofy, stupid, and doofus, man. It's like Paris.
Plotting to castrate and murder pop singer Justin Bieber. They were plotting. Called for
get a face up. Get a picture of the idiots who did it, man. There you go. Really intelligent-looking gang there.
That's where, that's how, you know, that's what happened with John Lennon, you know? They gave that guy the injection. That guy got the injection that they give crazy people, and they take control of them, and they tell them, hey, Justin Bieber, go kill Justin Bieber. You know, there'll be this guy. He was saying apparently he was on a quest of notoriety and his infatuation with Justin Bieber, according to the New Mexico State Police affidavit. That's what caused him to do this. So he was a massive, insane Justin Bieber fan, and then he turned into someone who wanted to kill him. And that's what happened to the guy who was a massive fan of Batman, and then he wanted to become fucking Bane and kill the people in that tragedy in the movie theater. All, you know, that's they take these it's the fucking government, man. So they can fucking do shit. They can fucking militarize. They want to militarize the police force, man. They want a military police in the United States. They just about got it. That shooting that they just had in Oregon up there in the mall, there was a picture that came out that that showed the police that showed up that were patrolling were in full fucking military gear. They had the digital jackets, the digital camo and everything, man. And the only thing that they didn't have, like their helmets, were a tan color, straight drab tan instead of the digital camo that they use in the military. That was the only difference. And then it had patches on. The whole dress was U.S. military.
Yeah,
they came out of police cars and they were talking on the police channels. There were cops. But they were fucking militarized. I was fucking nuts. Well, yeah, what's up, gun nut? Yeah.
Baby.
Well, a lot of the reason they've gone to that is what happened with the North Hollywood shootout when they had the two guys with body armor and AKs that were shooting it out with the cops.
97, right? I remember this.
Yeah, that's the reason for a lot of that shit.
That's another
that and Columbine and all the active shooter crap that's been going on.
That Columbine thing, too. That's another problem. Fucking Columbine. Listen, we got to... that shooting in Oregon was an accident, says Shane. Okay, I hear you. It was manipulation. Nunu reminding us to say Pagal to Indians. Pagal.
What's that mean? Like, I assume it's some swear word.
No, I think it's the lowest, like the untouchables on the caste system. They were the people that cleaned the toilets and all that stuff in India.
So are all Pagals Banchudes?
No, not necessarily.
They're Gandus.
They're all gays. Yep.
Say, step aside, Pagal. I'm a Brahmin.
I'm a Brahmin. What was that new voice they had? The feminine guy that just... Bill?
Bill.
Bill Bollocks. I'm Bill.
Actually, speaking of Bill Bollocks, let's call the Ugandan embassy. Bill Bollocks and Larry the Red and Larry are gay and want to move to Uganda.
Uganda, yeah, that's something. You know, we got to mess with Uganda more. Hey, we got to do more prank calls.
Charlie.
Lonesome Loser never showed up. Never showed up, Lonesome Loser. I don't know what's up with that. I hope he's okay.
Uganda.
Maybe he's not lonesome anymore.
I don't think he is. I think he's got a nice girl, and you know, it's hard to. What would you do if you're a Lonesome Loser and you're like, all right, I can sit around and confirm numbers for prank callers every night, or I can get my dick wet. I hear you, man. I'm off, dude. Go get that, man. We can hold it down from here until you're ready to come back. You'll come back too, because women are snakes, you know. You end up getting married and bored, and you'll be like me, in a separate room all the time, separate beds and everything. We're calling Charlie. You're calling Charlie? Charlie.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, sure, Zyklon. Why not? Charlie. Shall we call Charlie Cell or the Dewdrop first? Let's call the Dewdrop first.
Okay, why don't you do that? Because I had one that involved the Q5.
Well, maybe he'll pick. He's never there anymore, man. I think he's cheating on the lady. I think he's out getting his dick wet, too.
Matthew?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make an order.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to get something to get my dick wet. What do you think? What's the best thing there?
Any appetizer you like it, or soup, or fish, or chicken, beef.
What do women like? What gets women wet down there, you know? Get a woman wet, excited for coitus. What would you recommend? Do you have oysters?
Ah.
I thought she wasn't going to know any of that stuff. She is. She's pretty good with the English, eh? Yeah, she's book smart. She's like a slave that they taught to read. You better watch out. Find out about her. They'll take her out. The U.S. government. Feds will take her out.
That crazy drug.
This one can read. We'll give it to Charlie. Charlie will take her out. We'll give Charlie the injection. Ask him about the injection. There you go. There's something for you to work with. Well, whatever you're going to do, Zyklon, it better be good, all right?
Hopefully it will be. I think I can really get him mad.
No racist joke, haha.
No. Those are for UK calls.
That's Zyklon's fucking bread and butter.
We need to do a show. You, Laugh Track Matt. Who else is ready?
Hello.
Charlie.
Hey.
Hey, I saw your Audi out to the parking lot. It looked like crap, so I took a big shit on it.
Ah, he's gone. He is what? man.
Charlie was sitting there. I've heard this one before.
Yeah. We got last week.
I don't want to play anymore.
Well, last week, yeah, I think his son got to him. His son talked to me last week and gave me shit. His son told me not to call his dad anymore last week, if I remember correctly.
He can't keep his dad all to himself. Yeah. What the fuck is he thinking?
Yep.
I swear, if I do go to Honolulu, I'm going to go to the Dewdrop Inn, and then on a Thursday, that way you guys prank call him.
There you go. There you go. Seriously, see, Charlie isn't there. He's out. He's in his Audi. I don't know what's up with him, man. He's a player. He's never at work anymore. We used to call him. He was always there. He was cooking and shit. You hear him in the kitchen fucking yelling, banging on pots and shit. Back in the kitchen, back where they don't clean the fucking cooking surfaces. That's where he was, man. Now he's always in his car, he's driving around and shit all the time. We talked to him. Wasn't he in a casino last time? Last week he was in a casino. He went outside to go get yelled at by us.
It's
go
a ahead. Shot now.
Who asked the question? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Baz, what now?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Oh,
I was going to ask, who's the one that always banged on the pots and pans phone?
I think that was his wife, but it was the people of the Dewdrop do that. They also put it next to a radio that they have that plays like relaxing Asian music, like Asian spa music, the kind of when you get an Asian massage that they play.
With the happy ending.
Yeah.
We need to call the Turkish Kitchen, too. We fucking let them slide for a couple weeks now.
They screen their calls. Well, it's been a while.
It's been a couple weeks.
We should try the second location because they've got two spots.
Well, we got their house, too, now. So, I mean, we could always fire off that.
All right. Here's the Turkish Kitchen. Sometimes they pick
this
up.
One.
I'll do it.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I make an order, please?
Sure, 1 second. Yok, onlar hiç şey bırakmadılar. Dur bakalım. Belki nasıl yok. Git. Okay, I'll get your order.
Okay, I wanted to pick it up. Not for delivery. Sure. For pickup, is that okay?
Yep.
Okay, now you have that chicken, right?
Yes, we have chicken.
But which is the one that my friend was telling me about? Can you tell me which chicken is that you have?
He said we have chicken fish, like cubes of chicken on the stick and barbecue. Uh-huh. And also we have chicken döner, like a shaved meat.
Oh, like a shaved meat, yeah. Like a shawarma almost kind of.
Shawarma, yeah. We call döner for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I would like that, please.
Chicken döner platter?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you also have soslu patlıcan. That's the eggplant.
Patlıcan, you mean the meat one or the vegetarian one?
The vegetarian one.
İmam bayıldı.
İmam bayıldı. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
just one second. Sam, we have chicken döner plate. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What else?
That's all, honey, baby.
Sorry?
That's all.
Your name?
My name is Adrian.
Adrian.
Gonzalez.
Uh huh. Okay, and chicken döner and eggplant vegetarian. About 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes?
Yep.
All right, I'll be there.
Okay.
Thank
sure,
you.
See
you. All right, bye. That's a fast one, right? All right, so we'll call back and cancel. I think
it's surprising they picked up.
Yeah. Well, they're off their game because they know we haven't been slacking. I do this on purpose. I'll hold back. I'll hold back from Charlie for a while, call him back. He's a little more fired up, talk to his son, shit like that. And yeah, now, you know, if we leave Charlie alone for a week or two, he builds up his energy, his anger. His evil, his hate, his midichlorians build up. And that's what we're looking for. I mean, to build up some of those angry midichlorians that he's got.
Just let him ferment a bit.
Now, Bess, did you send in a kebab place back in the day that was really angry at me for some reason?
No, that was MST3 Clay that sent that one in.
Okay, that was a good one. I confuse you two. I don't know. Just you guys, for some reason, are similar to me just in the numbers you send. And I confuse you two. Stuff that one does and the other does. I don't know.
I sent you one. This was probably about 4 years ago. It was Puebla Indian cuisine, and that was one of the first Indian calls where the guy just went ballistic. I don't know if you remember that one.
No, I don't.
It's really old. It's like 4 or 5 years old.
The guy
I should call that guy again. I could get that number.
Yeah, if you got it, get it. Post it in the chat, and we'll call it. Hey, Tabachi, I think I'm able to dial now, so all you got to do is keep relaying. Tabachi isn't talking. But I think I got the dialing figured out from here.
He just put a smiley face in the chat.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
I'm firing off some more requests of pranks for you, too.
MSC3 Clay says, wasn't a ham about that kebab. Man, so we got to find these kebabs. Holy shit.
Oh, I know who it was.
Who?
It was Brandon Vegas, I think.
Probably. I haven't seen him in a while. All right, let me check out Request a Prank, see what we got here. Ken, did you send any other ones that I haven't gotten to? I think I've been getting them all.
I've sent about 5 more since then.
All right. Brad's got his pranks, his pizza requests.
Yeah.
We let him sit for too long. By the way, the show sounds perfect, according to Brad. That's a good sign. Can't tell that we're being relayed. Completely normal. Also hoarse. Thank you, Brad. And that's good on Tabachi. Tabachi, great job, Tabachi. I was really disconcerted. I was like, of all the people out there, I know I can trust Tabachi. He's got some decent setup as far as equipment and streaming. And I say, hey, Tabachi, I need to get relayed, basically. This is what's up. Tabachi's like, hell yeah. All right, cool. Let's do it.
I have a question.
And if it wasn't for that the server is down as it is, I would have sent them the audio, like our normal intro and background music. It would sound like a normal show, 100%, but I couldn't get to those files because that server's down. Yes, so go ahead, Zyklon. I'm sorry.
Yep. Why doesn't Tavachi have a gold star yet for that?
I don't have the gold stars. That's on the machine that's down. Tabachi would have to open it and then give himself a gold star. And yeah, that's a lot of work, you know. But here, we'll give him gold stars next week. Everyone, remind me to give Tabachi a gold star next week. Steam Shark is here. We haven't talked to Steam Shark. I haven't called Steam Shark in like almost a year. They don't really cooperate very much anymore. They're used to calls from Roy, New Mexico. Actually, as a matter of fact,
they still have Skype blocked.
Yeah, they got Skype blocked. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. Totally forgot about that. I'm going to call the Turkish kitchen back in about 10 more minutes and cancel the order with Faizan and see how she takes that. How about the new wave oven?
Yeah, we actually have one.
Actually, no, we got to do these pizza pranks. Never mind. Duh.
Oh, did you see the Reddit thread about the weirdest things on your job? And it included the phone loser prank from the guy at the pizza place?
No, it was a Reddit thread. Oh yeah, yeah. The guy mentioned that they were looking into the whole thing, right? I was wondering. I don't think that was one of mine. The way he described it.
No, that was one of
our
RBC pays.
Yeah, it was one of Brad's. Yeah, that's what I gathered from it. I was like, but that sounded funny. They were trying to track it down. They're working on it. Oh man,
should put a tracer on that.
Tracer can stop me. All
right, Michael ordered from Pizza Hut. The butterfly floats in the breeze of the sunlit day. Waiting on the call to go through.
It was high in protein, though.
There you go.
Thank you for choosing what.
No.
Can you just give me a minute, sorry?
About how long? Because I'm going to keep track of it.
Just 1 minute, okay?
Just 1 minute?
Mm-hmm.
So from like, if I started now within, well, how many seconds? That's like 60 seconds?
Yes.
All right, so I'll wait like a minute, and then you're going to come back, and then I'll tell you that I want to order a pizza, two large pan pizzas with pepperoni and extra cheese and light sauce. When you get back, I'll tell you that, and then you'll give me the total.
We'll wait for pickup or delivery.
Well, you said you needed a minute, so I'm going to...
No, that's okay. Go ahead. We'll
wait for pickup. I started a minute. We're going to wait now a minute because I'm relaxing now, okay? We got about 20 seconds left. All right, I'm ready. Yeah, I'll give you some time. Hello? Hello, now you're wasting my time.
Hello?
Now you're wasting my time.
Do you want it for pickup or delivery?
For both.
Is it delivery or pickup?
Well, both. I mean, which one do you offer?
Both. I offer both, but I'm asking, do you want it for delivery or pickup?
Oh, well, I can pick it up, but that's because I don't like, is it a woman or a man that comes out?
I I am a girl, sir.
Yeah, you are, but the person that's going to come to the house is a man or a woman?
No, it's a guy.
Oh, well, see, that's, I'm getting nervous because a man could come in and, you know, try to, he'd, you know, look around and see if what kind of TV I have and things like that.
So did you want it for pickup then?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's safer, I think, right? Is it a good neighborhood that you're in?
We are located on West 7th and like by downtown, kind of.
Kind of?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bad area then, right? That's a bad area.
It is.
Oh, so I probably want to go there at night. Do you have glass and stuff? Are you behind the glass or no?
No.
Oh, safe? Is it clean?
Yes.
Can I sit on the floor and eat like that and it would be all right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat off the floor?
Oh, my God, sir. Did you want to place an order? I have another line on the hold, so I can...
Oh, I can hold. You want to help them and I'll be here.
Okay.
Well, you going to come back?
It's really too bad you don't have your stuff going so the white devil can make an appearance. Pepperoni.
I think I can. No, I can. That I can do.
There you go. Start asking for pepperoni.
Garlic sauce.
French fries.
French fries.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. I'm trying to call Marissa. Yeah, I don't know how we ended up with the Pizza Hut. I'll just call her back. I don't want to hear that shit in the background. I don't know how we ended up with Pizza Hut because I was trying to call one of the customers and it ended up being Pizza Hut. I think Brad confused his number machines.
I got an app here for free chickens.
Free chickens?
Yeah, free chickens.
Alright.
Well, you get Curly to check the request of breaks. I sent one for some homemade anal beads.
Post the free chickens, Jose. I'm going to check that out because I'm going to do something with the chickens.
I already did.
Oh, I got it now. Black chickens. Oh, that's my favorite.
Your call has been forwarded.
No answer there. And the first of Brad's pizza customers. Let's call the free chickens real quick. Free chickens. All right, man. I wonder why they're free. This must be an emergency. Someone's getting kicked out of the house and they have chickens. You can do a lot with chickens, man. You can eat eggs, chickens, right? You can get chicken breasts. You can get fried chicken. Chicken sandwich.
Chicken biryani.
Chicken biryani, yeah. Chicken fried rice. Feathers.
At the tone, please record.
I'm going to try calling back. Don't you worry. I want to get my chicken.
At the tone, please.
I'm an asshole with the chickens not answering the phone. Chickens are serious. Don't mess around with chickens, guys. What else we got going on? Any numbers that I need to know about? Ken, Baz, you sent anything?
Yeah, in request to prank, I think there's one for a guy just trying to sell homemade anal beads.
I don't think I trust a homemade anal bead, man. That thing gets loose up in the way of if it's the last one, whew, that can go up into the intestines, man. You burst an appendix with that. You also sent someone selling a bidet. I've never used a bidet. I'm sure Milkman likes it, though. Milkman, bidet, eh? Bidet, eh? He's not even here. Fucking guy. Let's call him.
Hello?
Is that really you, or is it your stupid voicemail?
There you are.
Oh, there you are. It sounded like your voicemail for a second. Since you got the one...
Hello? Voicemail?
You've reached the voicemail. Oh, Milkman. Milkman bidet, you ever try one? We got one for sale.
Huh?
We got a bidet for sale. You ever had one?
No, man. I think that would be a good option for a rascal scooter, man. We ought to look into that.
You never had a bidet in the ass?
Mm-mm.
All right, well.
What, why?
It's like a water fountain for your asshole after you take a shit. It is basically.
You can use it to wash the homemade anal beads.
You can drink water out of it, too, if you want.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You had the bidet?
Yes.
All right. And is this thing, has it been used before, or is it installed already?
Yeah, we can't breathe insulation. Where are you?
You can't breathe the insulation?
Oh, 1 second.
Shit.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you, big guy?
Hi.
I understand you have a bidet machine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and has it been used before?
No, they're brand new in the box.
Oh, that's good. Why no one buy them? Why no one bought them? Are they cheap?
The hot ones are $55, and then the cold ones are $35.
Oh, you got hot and cold.
Hot and cold are $55, yeah.
$55 for hot and cold. All right. And then, so, yeah, how far up does it go up in the ass, the water?
Oh, wait, never mind. Wait, how much is it?
How far does it go up in your ass?
Oh, wait, I got the price wrong. It's, hold on a second. Okay, so the cold water is $59, and then the hot ones are $99.
How far does the hot one, how far does the water go up your asshole?
How far does it go up? It's a water pressure, so you could control how much, like...
What's the farthest up my asshole, my ass, I can put it?
How far?
Yeah, how far can you put it up in the ass?
Almost to the point of hurting them.
It
works by a water pressure. You can control how far it goes.
Right. Can I put a shower head on it, you think?
No, that's not a good idea.
It's not going to work. There's no adapter?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's good. And then how much water does it hold?
You connect it to your sink.
Uh-huh. You put a hose in your sink and you put the hose in your asshole and you turn it on? Is that the bidet?
No, if you that works like you first connect a hose to your sink.
And then the hose you connect it in your asshole and you turn it on?
Oh, yeah, when you turn it on, the hose won't actually touch it. Like, it will shoot out water, which will be...
Yeah, but then where does the water go? On the floor? All the shit and piss and ass water everywhere?
You're using it on the toilet. It's like attached to a toilet. So when you're sitting down, you're cleaning it.
So then you turn on the water and it comes out of your asshole. It comes out through the toilet. The toilet water comes out.
Not the toilet water. It's the sink water.
But it's in a toilet.
But it's attached to the toilet. Like, it's not just the...
So then I'm going to shit and piss in the sink from now on, and then when I'm done, then I'll sit on the toilet, and then the toilet water will come up in my asshole and clean it?
It's not a toilet water, it's a sink water, and then when you're taking a crap...
That goes in the sink.
You obviously do it on the toilet.
On the sink, so I'm going to go in the sink now?
No, you're going on the toilet.
Okay. All right, then where do I pee? Do I pee in the shower then, or the sink, or still in the toilet? Hello, please, I'm interested in his hose. I'm totally confused about how this works. I'm expecting a no answer, but we'll try again. Dirty Aaron has joined us. No answer there. We have to cancel our order here with the Turkish horse. We're
in 18 minutes.
Yeah, we're late for our order, which is good. That's good that we're late for it. Because they're probably like,
not ready.
When's that guy coming for his order?
I'm sure Faison's going to be happy about this.
What's my name? Adrian Peterson? Adrian Gonzalez.
Stephen Peterson?
Yeah, hi, this is Adrian. I had the order for the chicken.
It's ready.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to cancel that.
It's already prepared, waiting for you.
Yeah, but I'm going to cancel that, I think. I don't think it's going to work out.
But I already prepared.
I know, you could just put it in the back or something.
It's in the back?
Yeah, just leave it in the microwave.
So why I leave in the microwave?
Well, you can eat it later for, you know, whoever else wants it. I can't. I don't like Turkish food. I've never had it before, so I don't think I'm going to...
So why did you call and order it?
I was curious at first. I was adventurous, but then I was afraid that, you know, it was taste bad or is bad for me, you know?
Is what?
Is it good?
What did you say? I don't understand what you're saying.
No, because I don't really like Turkish food or Turkish people, and I've never...
So why did you call an order? If you don't like Turkish people, why are you ordering?
Well, I was like trying to think maybe it'd be nice to experience it, but then I started thinking about it, and... Like, if my mom knew, she'd be really pissed off because I'm Greek, you know. She'd get upset. I was just curious.
Okay, don't come here again, okay?
And because
I don't like Greek people either.
Because animal high ones there, you know, and I didn't...
Yeah, you're the high one, that's right.
You're a stupid animal,
mate. You're the bullshit animal high one.
Whatever.
Motherfuckers.
Because animals make
don't
the food.
Don't come here again, okay? Motherfuckers.
Nah, that was good at the end. Hold on, let me call back and try to order for Malacca.
I don't. Well, they might know what Malacca is because they've been called.
Let's try it.
She's hanging up. She's hanging straight up.
Yeah.
I shit on your team.
Oh, I couldn't believe that fucking Seattle defense. Fucking 4 interceptions, 4 fumble recoveries, 2 touchdowns. Are you fucking kidding me?
The defense did better than the offense.
Yeah.
That's so, Seattle, man. What's up with that, right?
Dude, they got a their top 10 in defense.
Yeah, yeah. But the Lions beat them.
Yeah, that does suck.
How did the Falcons lose to Carolina?
What was because that? Cam Newton had a fucking monster game.
God, man.
No Cam Newton. I mean, that Cam Newton monster game is why I figured lost to learn some.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Is Lonesome paying attention? Is he active at all for the fantasy football? Good.
I'm up against him, and he's projected to win by 5.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying he's not around tonight. I don't know what's up with homeboy. Yeah, he's not around.
He's probably sweating the fucking
the beating he's gonna get from you.
Get tonight.
Hey, yeah.
What? Yeah. Go ahead.
Tamachi just posted a number in Skype for these condos. Let's call them up and just wake old people up.
All right, let's do it. Condo time.
Yeah. So did you get to hear the whole Brent Westwood show, the Drunk Carlos show?
No, I still want to hear the pranks. I saw your posting of it, but I haven't listened to it yet. How bad was it?
I listened to the whole thing. I was cracking up. He fucking Carlos either. I want a titty fucking bitch. Just letting you guys know. And I was like, oh my God.
Just out of the door. I want a titty fucking bitch.
It's fucking a dirty air sitting there. Yeah, we had such and such with me, and Carlito's dead. And I was like, fucking busted. You can hear when he fell out of his fucking chair and everything.
When he ran into the bathroom to throw up.
Yeah, and I just stood straight up and let everything fall where it may. You know, headphones yanked off of my head, and I was like, oh shit. Yeah,
it's time to blow. No, it's funny. There's some calls in there. The one that we called that I got another idea for was we called a personal number that one of the guys sent me, but it was strictly platonic, but I went at it like it was, you know, like a hookup, you know? Okay. So, and the lady was super interested. I was like, yeah, I'm responding to the personal ad. She's like, oh, hold on. Let me turn down the TV. And she's like,
what?
Somebody responded to the ad. And then I was like, yeah, I want a titty fuck. And she's like, oh, got threatened with a 9mm by her husband.
What? See, I'm gonna hear this. Yeah, this. I'm gonna download that tonight. I'll go to you put it in the forums, right? That's where I saw the link. Yeah,
it's in the forums, but there's another place where you can get it from the Android, because whatever Enigma did, like you can't really access it from the Android phone. So
okay. All right. No, well, I'll download it to my machine, and I'll push it through Dropbox or something. I'll find a way. Yeah. I'll get it. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'll make sure I go to that site right now, and I'm going to bookmark it, and it'll open up in the morning.
It kind of cracked me up, like, I think it was last week's show, when I think Carlito was talking to some guy, and you're like, oh, me and my wife want to fuck, and then you're like, right, Ken? He's like, wait a minute, Ken? And I'm like, is this the guy we're going to fuck? And he's like, oh, shit, he fucking fucked up.
And I missed it.
That's awesome.
Hey, Aaron.
Go.
Good show, by the way. I listened to the whole podcast on my way to work today. Enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, right on, Bass.
Where should I get the podcast for it?
I posted in the forum. It's just a link. It's not really a podcast. It's just you can download it like to your machine, and then I don't know.
Hey, you know, Aaron, if you want to have like a podcast feed going, I had told you last week you could get with me or upload them to Madhouse or whatever. I can set you up with a login, so you can just, all you do is you'll set it with your tag, you know, with a Dirty Aaron tag or whatever you want.
Right.
Brent Westwood Show tag, and it'll create like its own little feed of just your stuff. So every episode that you make and you upload, you post.
Yeah, the problem I'm having is that my editing of my shows, and we're still, I got to get with you before the 22nd, which is the next show.
Okay.
And fix the audio. I think I'm going to have to just, I'm just going to have to uninstall that encoder and everything and just start from scratch again.
Okay. Because it's not keeping the settings or whatever.
It's not keeping the settings, and so I can't record the stream. All I can record is Skype. And then I'm shit at editing it.
That was the one thing that was pretty horrible, was the stereo. You got one side and the other. That was pretty fucking
annoying. Yeah, and that's the other thing. I don't know how to make it mono. Do I set that up in Skype or what?
I don't know why it's doing that. That's got to be something with your sound card settings, because I don't know how you're doing it exactly. I think, well, you're running a mic. Aren't you running a mic from something to another? What are, how are you?
Well, no, the reason is that if I want to play any music or if I want to, you know, like anything like that, I have to run it out of my speakers into my internal mic.
Okay, and that's because we couldn't figure out how to get your stereo mix working right.
That's right, because yeah. The stereo mix, when I set stereo mix on the encoder, Skype wouldn't work.
Shit. I wonder why.
Hey, Carlito, I have a request that Dirty Aaron calls the guy about the homemade Edel beads.
Absolutely. All right, that's right. I was in the process of getting that. Thank you for keeping me on track. Request a Prank has that for us here. We just did the bidet. Now we're going to do the homemade anal beads. Nunu is inquiring, but we're changing that now to Brent Westwood. Drew is the name of the guy. Handmade anal beads. They're one of a kind, made from 100% blown glass.
Oh, I used to have I had a glass blowing friend that made me a dildo.
A dildo? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a good gift. That's cool, man. What's wrong with that?
And glass anal beads, one man, one jar.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Sorry, that would be good for a prank.
Gross.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Brent.
And?
And I'm calling about the beads. You make them? Is this you? Are you the anal beads guy?
I wonder if somebody posted that as a fucking joke on him or something.
I can't.
Now he's got a bunch of people calling about anal beads to his...
Probably about the 20th call he's gotten tonight.
That's funny. I've heard of a practical joke of like this ex-girlfriend played on this dude, you know, posting of like... I'll pay, you know, $1,000 to get my floors done or get my roof done or something like that. And he had contractors and Mexicans calling him fucking left and right.
We did that too with like the free shit for helping him move. Oh, angry Asiatics.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I remember one that Carlito did way back in the day where he was offering big screen TVs, but he needed a guy to help him like rip off the big screens from the fucking where the LA Lakers play.
The Staples Center.
How we got the angry Asiatics to call in the first place?
No, that was a different thing. I was being kicked out of my apartment. I needed help moving.
Right, and yeah. Then you were going to take, but then there was the same show you were going to take pictures of. The people like gaymovers.com or something like that.
Well, that was when the first two people were like, I was trying to be gay, and they're all like, yeah, that's cool, man. I'm gay and all.
Yeah, that's right. The woman's like, yeah, we're swingers, no problem.
Yeah, and then the other guy's like, yeah, I get down like that, but look, man, I want to make some money first. I think that was the same one where I told a lady I wanted to take pictures of her laying down on the bed or something.
Yeah.
you did something about like, I don't remember if the guy was Mexican, but you told him a bunch of blacks like beat your girlfriend or wife up, and the guy was getting all pissed on the line. Also,
no, that was the Asiatic guy was like, oh yeah, I'd fuck someone up for doing that. You know, if I was there, I would have defended your girl. You know what he said? Isn't that what it was? And then he ended up saying he would never touch a white girl anyway. Like he wouldn't touch her with the 10-foot dildo. He wouldn't touch a white girl.
Hey, fuck. Welcome in with the John Holmes one.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Did you hear everyone's getting down on RG3 now because he's getting ready to marry a white bitch? So they're all like, oh, fuck that motherfucker.
RG3's getting married, man. He's way too young. He's way too young to be getting married, man. RG3's getting married to a white girl?
Oh, to a white girl. That's even better.
Did he hurt his knee?
He's questionable for Sunday. I still have him in as of right now.
All right. I was wondering, I don't know if he was inactive yet or if he was still questionable.
They're saying game day decision.
That sucks.
Which if he goes down, I got to fucking play Sanchez.
I was about to say, Ken, your track record with quarterbacks this year is horrible.
It's been all right, but if I might not even play Sanchez. I might put a fucking extra wide receiver in.
Is it time to call the UK yet?
I don't have any UK numbers. There's no lonesome loser.
Let's call the Angry Asiatics.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, waiting for the connect here.
We're going to fight in the back of a cave.
Do we have a mulatto?
I can tell racist jokes.
We're going to fight in the back of the cave, but Milkman gets the fucking John Holmes dildo to defend himself.
Yeah, that's right. Zyklon, those are always funny when you tell racist jokes.
Oh, the call's all fucked up.
Yeah, I was about to say, what the fuck was that?
It sounded like it was underwater. It was raining and everything, but it sounded bad.
Oh, what the hell? So last on Saturday, I was actually visiting the NPSA Cobra, and we did some calls with Tristan over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, I don't know where the messages are. We called this guy. He was selling some boots. His name is Gay Jimmy. I'm trying to find the number. Then we were calling. It's the Asian guy. We convinced him, Tristan and I convinced that we were coming over there for a shag. And he's like, okay, I'm getting in the shower. We never showed up.
So, Aaron, so you're doing your final show on when the fucking world's supposed to end?
Oh, sure. No, it's the day after. The end of the world show.
We can celebrate that we're all still here.
Yep. Well, it'll be Friday, so we'll have like a December 20th and end of the world madhouse.
Should do a 24-hour madhouse.
Yeah, that'd be a good day to do it.
There you go.
Yeah. Please.
We got a delivery for Jessica Smith. The pizza number is a Brad sent. Let me call someone on the lease.
Fucking guest host is Charlie.
It's a delivery, sure.
Who's taking it?
Jose.
Jose B.
Oh, I can't stop coughing.
Nah.
All right, we got Quar. Quar wanted to do a pickup. Quar, Q-U-A-R is a name.
They're bitching in the chat to call RBCP's. Pizza numbers. He said there's 15 he sent to you.
Holy We're freaking shit. Calling them.
What I'm freaking doing right now.
Oh, Dirty Aaron put the
they're just bitch.
Gay Jimmy number.
All right, I got it. Hang on, let me try Quar real quick.
Who's taking it?
Yeah, who's that?
I heard Dirty Aaron's taking it.
Yeah, I'm on delivery.
All right.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi, this is Cross. I'm calling from Pizza Hut. You got your order?
Pardon?
You got your order. I'm calling from Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut.
Pardon?
I'm calling from Pizza Hut. The pizza?
Okay.
Did you pick up pizza?
You ordered a pizza?
You ordered a pizza.
No.
Oh, come on. Come get pizza. Come on. You order pizza.
For what?
Is this Quar?
Quar, yeah.
Quar.
Here you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ordered pizza.
Okay, so we never pick up?
Why you don't come pick up pizza? Why?
Where you at?
I'm at
Justin,
the pizza.
Why are you so stupid?
Pardon?
Why are you so stupid?
No, where you at?
Huh? Asshole?
What?
You're an asshole.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Did you order pizza?
Yeah, we already picked up the pizza. What are you talking about?
Well, you got the wrong pizza, and you didn't leave a tip.
Oh, yeah?
Who is this? I'm the Pizza Hut owner.
Okay, what is the name?
You didn't leave a tip for the pizza. You didn't.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't leave it. Why not? You didn't leave. Why you not leave a tip? You come into my store and you don't even say hello. You don't even say hi. You throw the money at the cashier at the cash register. You throw the money and you don't leave tip.
Okay. Which store are you calling?
Yeah, you're a bad customer.
Oh yeah, fuck you.
Don't come back here, asshole.
Fuck you.
I'm putting in the computer. You're an asshole. Piece of
you
shit.
You fuck you. You motherfucker.
How many fathers? You have 15 fathers, and they're all with your mother.
Yeah, sir. We got your credit card, too.
Son of a bitch.
You're the bitch.
You're a big bitch. You're the big bitch. All right, so enjoy your pizza, though, all right? Have a good time eating the pizza and all that. I hope you have a good pizza. A good pizza experience.
that's fucking Charlie's son right there. Garen got you.
Yes.
Was he Muslim or Asian? I don't know.
He's not an Asian.
Hey, Carlito, call him back and then throw on the white devil voice. Pick up your pizza, motherfucker.
Tell him you're going to have to charge a nuisance fee.
Pizza.
Hello?
Yes. You're on. Are you going to come pick up the second pizza or you just want to stay with your first one? Hello?
Hello?
Do you want another pizza? For free? I gave you free pizza. Another free pizza.
Oh, yeah? What's my address?
No, you have to come to the Pizza Hut. We don't do delivery.
No, what's our address?
Pizza Hut.
Which Pizza Hut?
Reno? Virgin Del Monte?
Sorry?
Virginia Del Monte Plaza?
Virginia Del Monte Plaza?
Yeah, you know the one. You know, Pizza Hut. You come and you order pizza. You come pick up pizza and you give money and you throw it and you don't even say hello. You come to my restaurant, you don't say hi, you're not nice.
Oh,
Okay.
So we have special pizza from you. Come get pizza for you. Okay, it's good. Hold on a second. We have special pizza for you.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay, okay.
I fucking hung up on you.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Hold on, let me talk to him.
Special pizza for him. Just kid, just tell him we got special pizza.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Oh, damn it.
He doesn't want to play anymore.
We got Jackson Acock.
Donkey Jimmy.
Jackson
Is that Acock. A delivery?
That was a delivery, yeah. Jose should be our delivery kid.
Special delivery.
Jose sounds like a delivery kid.
He does. He's in does. California. Yeah, Holmes.
Yo, I dropped my Civic B.
Yo, I saw some weed on the side. He's got a code.
I'll get you some fucking beer if you want to, man.
Is this another, what's this pizza?
The same place, same place.
Oh, can I talk?
No, Jose's got it.
Oh, okay.
Is it delivery?
Hello?
Yeah, home. What's up? You ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm. Hey, can you turn on off your TV?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, hello. Thank you. Yeah. I'm your delivery boy, and right now I'm offering you a special offer with your pizza, a dime. You know what a dime is, right? Like the marijuana dime? A dime bag.
He's gone.
What the fuck is a marijuana dime? What marijuana?
You sound like a cop.
Here?
Yeah, like a cop. What about
hey,
some
marijuana? Hey, there we bag.
And just to school you, Jose, the proper line is, will you turn your fucking TV down?
Yeah.
Don't be nice about it.
Don't be nice about it. Turn the fucking
turn
shit
fucking
down.
Turn your fucking TV down. Shut your fucking dogs up.
Yeah, stuff like that. I
yeah,
command
but I'm trying to act professional.
By selling a dime bag of marijuana. When you say like you sound like a cop. You ever see Training Day where what was it? Where the guy the undercover guys, you know, the rookie.
He's trying to fucking get some crack, Snoop
yeah,
Dogg.
Hoy goes to Snoop Dogg. He's like, hey, can I buy something? He's like, what do you want to buy, dog? He's like, yeah, buy some cocaine. And he's like, nigga, I look like a sucker to you, cocaine. And he like runs off. Like, you know, just like, oh, can I want to buy some marijuana, please?
Can I please buy some marijuana cigarettes?
Hey, what I need. How many marijuana cigarettes can I get out of this? All right, this is Bill Hennessy.
I got
Bill,
this.
Hernessy. All right, you got this, and his icon's got the next because he gets all upset. He's pouting right now. Yo.
Hello?
Voicemail.
Yo, hello?
Jesus, I think that's the voicemail. All right, I put the list of who we're calling there. Quar, we already called, as you remember. Jessica Smith is next. We're going to let Brent try this one again. And then Zyklon's on deck. Zyklon has down. Someone's peeing.
Where's the location?
Oh, shit. Reno, Nevada. I'll place that too here. All right, we'll cancel this.
You have reached the voicemail box of 7.
Of nothing. All right.
But yeah, another thing from Brent's show was fucking cracking me up is how you called Red Robin. Have you ever heard of a Puerto Rican named Jim? You're fucking holding us back from the beginning.
Yeah. That's because what it said, the Jim Beam burger is free?
Burger was free, yeah.
Yeah. If your name is Jim.
What about Jaime? You just started fucking rambling off a bunch of names and shit. What if you live on Jim Ave?
Is this Dirty's or mine?
Go
ahead, Zyklon.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, this is Rick. Sorry, Mr. Paul. I will get back.
Fuck you, Rick.
Damn you, Rick.
But no, you should let Zyklon tell some racist jokes on Rick's fucking voice.
True.
No, I was about to say, I'll save those for UK calls. Oh, wait, we don't have any.
Yeah, Zyklon and Not Fact Matt make a great show. We need one more racist person.
Mm-hmm.
Dad gets kind of racist.
Death Fox, maybe?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good power team right there. Yeah.
Would Zyklon be on the bottom of the power team?
I don't know, man.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rick Herring?
Who?
Earley?
Who are you looking for?
The pizza.
Is this Earley?
Who's this?
This is Larry from Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut?
Yes.
From where?
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, can I help you?
How's your pizza taste?
Oh, we are eating now.
I have a. Unfortunately, I have to make a confession. After your pizza was cooked, it looked so good that I masturbated into it.
What was that?
I masturbated into the pizza. It looked so good, I couldn't help myself.
Oh, you are gross on the Christmas season.
I'm sorry. This looks so good. Would you like to talk to my supervisor?
Yeah.
Hey, Cross, it's that lady you made me apologize to.
Yeah, listen, we caught this guy. He dropped the pizza on the floor that you're eating right there. I'm sorry. I just found out right now. I was looking at the tapes. She's gone. You masturbated on the pizza.
She was telling everyone right now to drop the fucking pizza.
She was Filipino for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him back.
All right. The delivery. Well, this was a pickup, I think.
It's pickup.
Yeah. There's always a Mexican. No, you're the cook. You made the pizza, man. Because you're Mexican. There you go. You clean the dishes. Tell her that. Tell her you clean the dishes and it's true.
So I'm going to put you in a Reno Gazette Journal, sir.
Yeah, hello, ma'am?
Put you in a Reno Gazette Journal. I am going to put you in the Pizza Hut. I'm going to put you in the Reno Gazette Journal.
Hey, calmate, please. Calm down. I'm just a Mexican that makes the pizza for Pizza Hut.
She's going to put us in a newspaper.
Oh, in the Mexican.
Hey, yeah. I'd love to read about that in like the Sunday paper.
I seriously was about to start losing it. That's why I passed it off. I was like,
I'm going to put you in the Reno newspaper. The what? The Reno? What the fuck is it called? I got to look that up now.
Like the Reno Gazette.
By tomorrow, might be breaking news. Woman receives call about her pizza masturbated into.
All these people are calling back to fucking Pizza Hut. Like, you motherfucker.
Let's call the Pizza Hut and ask if they've had gotten calls from people like
to tell them, oh, we're calling the wrong people. Or sorry.
If you've been getting prank calls.
Was Tina again?
Yeah, no, this is Tina for the first time. Tina.
Oh, yeah, I got this.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, yes, is Tina there?
This is her.
Hi, Tina. This is Brent calling from the pizza.
Calling from where?
The pizza.
Uh-huh.
Did you, have you received your pizza yet?
Yes, we got it like an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just calling because we had an issue with an employee, and we're just calling to make sure how your pizza was. So it tasted okay.
Yeah, it tasted fine.
Okay, because we had an employee who was he was defecating in the bathroom, and then he wasn't washing his hands when he'd come back to work, and he had diarrhea and stuff like that. We're just making sure that none of that got on the pizza.
Okay, I didn't see anything like that on the pizza.
Oh, okay, so it didn't taste like shit and piss on the pizza?
It didn't.
Well, that's pretty good. So that's one employee we're having trouble with. We had another employee who we just hired and had to let go tonight who apparently has a pizza fetish. He likes to make love to the pizzas, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, uh-huh.
So you didn't find any extra cream on your pizza, did you?
No.
Okay, so there was no semen and no shit and no piss on your pizza?
Nope, didn't see any of that.
How do you know?
I don't know.
You didn't taste it?
I didn't.
And we're sure that it was on there, so.
Okay, if you're not worried, what do you want to do?
Well, I mean, if you're down like that, maybe I'd like to take you out if you, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Maybe I'd like to take you out on a date if you're down with the shit and the piss and the.
Yes.
Piss.
Yes.
I'm
sorry. I'm Satan. I'm listening to this conversation. It pleases me. Continue.
She didn't seem that worried about the shit and the piss and the semen.
Well, she heard Satan. Oh, no,
Satan. That was the deal breaker right there.
Oh, no, Satan's on. Okay.
I can't believe how calm she was. It's like, no shit, no piss, no cum.
Yeah. Gurkha Pro says, my brother, I've been listening to you guys from the country you may not even have heard of, Nepal. Oh, we know Nepal.
Tell them Gurkhas are badass.
You think that pizza was fucking filled with mozzarella cheese, bitch? You got another thing coming.
That wasn't ricotta cheese we were using this time. Yeah. It's not a new
compound.
It's our new three cheese blend. Ricotta, mozzarella, and semen.
Yeah.
It thickens the crust.
Pizza bukkake.
Pizza Bukkake. All right, James Reynolds. Let's try not to do the semen thing anymore because it's going to really freak out the the place we're calling.
Pizza again?
Just tell him you dropped his pizza or some shit. It's got a bunch of dirt all over it.
Who's taking this one?
Now let me do this one here.
Okay.
Got an idea.
You have reached Sprint voicemail.
Nope. Then we get the last one, Christopher. I will try this one also.
Call him Chrissy or some shit. Tell him that's a cute name.
Hey, you've reached Chris. Go ahead and leave a message.
Oh, nope.
I like how he gave you permission to go ahead and leave a message.
That's nice of him, yeah. Because usually I don't know what the fuck to do when that happens. If my name was Christopher, instead of calling myself Chris for short, I would call myself Christ for short. And what the fuck are people going to do?
It's spelled like that in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've told me so. My name's Christ, just to see what people say.
Well, is it like all those people that call themselves Jesus and then they go to America? It's like, Jesus, what the fuck?
Jesus. Yeah, no, not Jesus. Okay.
How the fuck are you going to deport Jesus? What the fuck is going on?
Hold on. Remember what we were talking about? Gay Jimmy.
Oh, Gay Jimmy. Okay. All right. You're right.
He's Asian gay from Hawaii.
You're going to fucking call Nunu's boyfriend?
He's going to get pissed. He's going to get jealous talking to him. I'm scrolling through the chat trying to find him.
Gay it's right Jimmy. On the bottom.
He just posted it at the bottom.
Posted it again? All right, here we go. Good. Who's taking it?
Nunu's on top.
Who's taking
it? I'll take it.
All right, go ahead.
I've got a number for afterwards.
Hello.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm calling about sex.
About what?
About sex with you. Do you want to? I'm very small man. I weigh 125 kilograms.
Right now, I cannot do nothing.
No, not tonight. Are you on your period? What about tomorrow?
Maybe.
Maybe this weekend?
Yeah.
Are you top or bottom?
Depends. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking that I want to get together with you. When can we go? When can we go out?
Right now I cannot.
No?
No.
What about you? Tell me about you. Are you cut?
No.
Are you at dinner with your mom? You can't talk?
Right now I cannot talk.
Oh, you can't talk dirty to me right now?
Okay, see you later.
Okay, fucker. Still on. Jimmy.
Oh, fuck yeah, Jimmy.
Did he say wait a minute or what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Fat ass over here.
I think he's tugging one out.
Jimmy. He must have been a
Jimmy.
Trigger.
Jimmy.
Calling him back.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Crackhorn.
We need to
play this so
we get him excited.
Jimmy!
Jimmy Crackhorn, I don't care.
You have reached the voicemail box of AO.
Okay, well, no answer there. The second
Let's call
time
that around. Number. That's the Uganda High Commission of London.
The Uganda High Commission of London. Gay travel to Uganda. All right.
Yes.
Where's the number? I don't see it. There it is.
See, right. There's an extra freaking plus that was.
You stupid. All right, I got it.
Yes, there it is. It's at the bottom of Skype now.
Fixed. Nice.
Yes, it's
properly,
fixed.
Properly formatted. You got two ones in there. I don't think that's right.
It should be plus 144, right? For UK?
Yeah.
Oh, plus 44. Plus one is
you don't. You don't need the one for. Okay, there. That should work then.
That looks almost right.
Because it's a UK number.
There we go. I think this works.
You've reached the Uganda High Commission. The office is now closed. Our opening hours are 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Britannia.
Ah, wankers.
Britannia rules the waves. All right.
But apparently Ugandans don't like people calling them at 5 a.m.
No.
No, nope. A bunch of assholes.
They don't like bum drillers calling them either. That's what they put on the newspaper there. They called people bum drillers, like bum driller outed.
What's your name?
Look, go if you Google Uganda bum driller newspaper, you'll see the articles that call people bum drillers. That's the code. It's really stupid.
Yeah. I'm going to see if they've got a number real fast.
If what? If they got a number? What?
Yeah. See if we can find the number for them.
Oh, well, go for it. The bum drillers, too, we can find. We got a request here to call and accuse them of building UFO storage facilities. A company named SRMG. What is SRMG? In Arizona. Salt River Materials Group. Saudi Research and Marketing Group, maybe also. Huh. I don't know if I want to mess with them. Those Saudis, man, they got ties. They got connects. Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabians do. They're not the ones to fuck with. They're not the ones to fuck with or be fucked. They don't play games.
Like Milkman.
Shit goes down and they're getting private flights out of the country. Just because they're Saudis. From the House of Saud. Okay. I think what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick up these hard drives. I'm going to purchase them tonight on BestBuy.com and pick them up. I'm going to have to pay more for what they are, but this way I don't have to wait because the weekend's coming up. Because if I go buy it on Amazon or Newegg, I'm not going to get it till Monday or Tuesday, and I can't wait that long to fix the server machine. But well, I'm getting an internal 2 terabyte, it's a Western Digital Caviar Green. It's going for $109.99. 2 terabyte, WD. And then I'm getting a, 3 terabyte external, USB 3.0 hard drive.
I had a Western Digital crash in my fucking tower after like 13 months. So pissed.
Yeah, well, the one that's going bad now is a Western Digital, but it is, I think it's a good, it was long in a tooth. It had 5 or 6 years. It got a lot of use.
The reason I got talked into it is because the guy that built it for me, he's like, well, you know, that Mac that you got, it has a Western Digital. I was like, oh, fuck, can't be that bad, but they're not all created the same, obviously.
You bitch, my 10-year-old fucking Dell is still kicking.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Actually, I need to take that tower and make it into my podcasting machine or whatever.
That's what you got to do. Yeah, you got to Frankenstein it up, get some parts. That's what I'm talking about, man.
So you know what you need to do there, Carlito, when you do a 24-hour madhouse, is have Charlie fucking co-host it.
Charlie? Well, I was supposed to get that.
I post a number for a milk bar. That's what they call like 7-Elevens in Australia.
Okay.
We called this guy on Saturday night, and he got really fucking pissed.
Okay, let's call him the milk bar. That just reminds me of that.
Was I on the Saturday night show?
No.
Nope.
It was just me and Tristan and the Cobra.
Milk bar, that's how that Clockwork Orange milk bar.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to feed old Dirty some numbers there on his next show.
I've never seen that movie, man. It looks like a 2001 Space Odyssey, but gay.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, hey there.
This is the milk bar?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And what do you have there? Exactly. Do you have chocolates?
No, man.
Oh, what do they have there, then? You don't have chocolates at all?
No, man. Just the milk water line, that.
What? They have marijuana.
Oh, man.
You have shark spray.
Sorry, man?
Shark spray? Do you have shark spray?
No, man. No.
Do you sell Facebook on paper? Oh, he's gone.
Call him back.
Ask for some Vegemite.
I'd say call him back and start calling him sweetie and see how he fucking reacts.
You guys take this. I'm no good.
Right, go for it, Ken.
How you do it?
Hello? Milk bar. I know you can hear me. I'm visiting from the United States. My mom told me to call you. Hello?
Oh, this guy's on his knees sucking some dick right now. He doesn't even know he answered the phone.
Hey, stupid.
It sounds like he's getting something done over there. Hear him?
Oh, yeah, he's getting it with no lube. You can definitely hear some fucking grindy going on.
No Vaseline, man.
He's a bub driller.
If I could play music, I'd be playing that song right now. Ice Cube.
Oh, by the way, that bum driller newspaper is out of circulation. Otherwise, I would have gotten the number for it.
Is it out of circulation now?
Yes. They literally got shut down. The High Court of Uganda was like, no more outing gays.
Because they were killing fucking gays in the streets that were coming out of this newspaper.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it would have been funny to call the Ugandan embassy saying, hey, we're gay. We want to travel over there. Yeah.
Well, what I saw, they were saying that for a while, I guess it was the most popular newspaper in Uganda. Like, it sold the most copy. I think it might have been free. It might have been a free, like a penny. It was being paid for by fucking Christian groups in the United States. They were sending aid to Uganda, Christian fucking aid to build churches and foster Christian religion in Africa. And it was going to shit like that, like to finance the newspaper that outed gays so they could get murdered in the streets by the people.
From Carlito. Here's the thing, though, is that it had the highest circulation in Uganda of 4.
Of 4?
Of 4.
That's a hell of a paper. Baz had to bow out. He said, see y'all next week.
See ya, Baz. You're listening. I'm not hearing you, but that's cool. Bye, Baz. Good talking to Big Baz. Big baby Baz. All right. Time is it?
Yeah.
1 o'clock?
Right. It is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock my time. Not bad. We got... I don't know. We'll see what else. We got more numbers. You guys are putting more numbers, it looks like, here. Tristan, well, that was a milk bar we just did here from.
I might have more in request to break. I'm not sure.
Let's see.
I stopped looking.
Is that why Tabachi's making it so? What happened? I missed that part.
What happened? Tabachi making it so?
Yeah.
Well, the bad thing is I noticed that Skype is running a lot smoother, and he was explaining what he was doing on his end.
Yeah. Well, see, that's, I set up my, like, it's a long, I don't want to get into it. I don't know if what happened was if I fucked something up with my server, I don't know, because I redid my laptop that handles my Skype. I re-imaged that completely. It's nice and streamlined, and I did it so to try to get the Skype improved for the show. And then the server died two days later. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, well, we end up getting, I don't know, was it about 3 or 4 people on there at a time? It just starts getting distorted and all that bullshit.
Yeah, well, the what I'm running Skype on is an older laptop. It's quite long in the tooth. That's, I got to replace that machine also. Fuck. Then again, I'm unemployed. Yeah, by the way.
I love my Turtle Beaches. They're awesome.
Okay, good.
Speaking of being unemployed, why haven't we called your fucking former coworkers yet?
Oh, yes. We did a bunch of them all the
time. I can't burn that bridge yet. I gotta get a job first because I need the reference still. That's why. I need the reference. Once I'm done with the reference, then I'm good. I got something on the horizon I'm looking at. Nice, cushy job. Easy job. You know. I want to talk about it because I want to jinx it.
We may have to call fucking Zappos tonight, too.
Yes, let's call Zappos. I got some good jokes.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
No answer. That was
from Zappos again?
You would figure as Zappos, after so many months of getting that same fucking joke on a Thursday night, they would fucking change it at some point.
Well, people quit after like 20 days, you know? It's a fucking call center.
Yeah, what the fuck was his name? Tyler.
Let's call them.
I think they change it once a week, once every day.
Right.
Like it's the same joke every Thursday.
It rotates over a week, but you would figure after so long, they would change it.
I'm just going to go through the Skype contacts. I'm getting to that one, but let me do Blood of Jesus, lady. See if she answers.
Okay, can I tell her a joke?
Yeah, sure.
Did we ever get the Asiatics, or what happened there?
No answer. I'll try again now.
Welcome to BT Answer. The person you're.
That's a Blood of Jesus, angry lady. Let's try the angry Asiatics again here. The phone was messed up when we tried to call him. It was sounding really weird. There we go.
Do you have that 722927 lady?
That's because those Asiatics had that fucking Obamacare welfare phone.
Yep. Track phone.
Did we ever figure out their name?
This number again. This is harassment.
This is not harassment.
It is. I choose not to talk to you with my phone.
Why?
Why?
What the fuck?
Who the hell are you? Identify yourself.
Someone has a new number.
That was fucking new.
Somebody else has been calling him.
Dude, that was like the most white guy. I was like expecting some black guy, like, yo, don't harass me, motherfucker.
That's going on the fucking intro right there.
Yeah, that is, but that sucks, and now we don't have any contact with that guy anymore. Never learned his name or nothing. Yeah, he's
you
gone.
Know what? Didn't he have like a white girlfriend or white woman or something that answered a couple times?
Well, yeah, because remember, I think the last time we talked to him, he was trying to get his friend on the line, but then he started just talking to us. And he had a white girl in the background.
Yeah, she answered a couple times. We're like, do we get the right number? And she was answered. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was an old lady this time. That was an old white lady.
Is that white lady? I thought it was like a really effeminate guy.
I don't know. That was
fucking Tyler's at it again.
That will explain a lot.
Zappos
it is. All right, let's get Zappos. Zappos I don't have saved. I should save Zappos.
Ah, shit.
I can search for it real quick. It's got to check.
When you run out of numbers, you could just go back to Zappos. They're a fucking honey hole right there.
Yeah, they're a bunch of...
Or you could call the fucking Waffle House. All the Waffle Houses on the East Coast are open 24 hours.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Waffle House, IHOP.
On 9.95.
I remember when Carlito called a fucking Waffle House and called that one girl a fucking flapjack titties or something like that.
No, my titties are nice.
Yes, let's call it freaking Waffle House.
And here's Zappos. You said Zappos. I was working on Zappos.
Yeah, we'll have to go back.
Well, we got to check the fucking joke of the day and then get a rep on the line.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing us to put a little Zappos in your day.
I'm Perry, and I'm a member of the ZCLT scheduling team. To better assist you with your shopping needs, please press 1 for new orders, general question.
Let's get some dirty SKUs.
Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's an awesome evening at Zappos. This is Rick. How may I help you?
Hey, Rick. This is Larry. I just called y'all about 5 minutes ago, heard the joke of the day, and it absolutely sucked. I'm completely offended by how lame that joke was, and I got some better ones for you. Like, take this one, for instance. What do Pink Floyd and Princess Diana have in common?
What's that?
Their last hit was The Wall.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Here's another one. What would you call the Flintstones if they were black?
I have no
Niggers.
Clue.
Niggers.
Niggers.
Negroes.
Here's another one. These two antenna got married. The ceremony was horrible, but the reception was great.
That one's not bad either.
here's another one.
Zappos related I can help you with.
Yes, we're giving you better jokes for the joke of the day.
Better jokes for the joke. Actually, you know what? I actually have an email that you can send those to if you'd like to.
Sure, send us an email.
Buddy. Hey, buddy. I have a skew I'd like you to look up for me.
Okay.
It's 774-1002.
All right, let me take a look.
I'm trying to order a sleeping bag, but I need to know what brand it comes up as.
All right, this is the Big Angus Horse Thief.
That's fantastic. Is that made out of real horse?
What's that?
Is that made out of real horse?
No, it's not.
What the fuck would you fucking put it up as a Big Angus Horse Thief? It's not made out of horse.
Sir, is there anything really Zappos related I can help you with?
Hold on, I got one question.
Are you looking at the picture right now?
I am.
Doesn't it look like a giant penis? Maybe you'd be on a horse?
You know what, sir? If you're not calling to place an order or anything, if you want to,
I was trying to order a sleeping bag, but this kind of looks like a big black horse penis.
Okay, all right, I understand, and I'm going to have to disconnect this call. Y'all have a great night.
Just like I disconnected the horse penis.
Well, hey Ken, was that your
Did
James?
Did you masturbate the horse?
Who was that?
I don't know, but the last joke I was going to do is this one: is what's the difference between Hitler and Michael Phelps? Michael Phelps finished a race.
Wow, that's fucked up. I'm going to call Zappos again.
I figured I was going to save the worst one for last.
Okay.
Need to find a SKU for like the big like double XL panties and shit like that and fucking start.
I got one down.
Dirk Stranger is the one that found them all.
Let me open up. I found some. Just go to Zappos and check out the XXXL panties. You'll find them.
Oh yeah, Zappos is so many.
I already got one in front of me right now. Look,
I just listened to that show. Big Angus Horse Thief. Zappos in your day.
I'm Perry. I'm a member of the
Big Angus. I got another one edited, man, and it's fucking on the server. Fucking shit.
This call is monitored or recorded.
I got one ready to go. It's on the server.
Shit.
Let me do this one or start it. Hello.
Thank you for calling Zappos. This is Fabian. How may I assist you?
Hey, I wanted to ask a question about this item I'm looking at a picture of right now.
Absolutely. Who am I speaking with, first of all?
This is Bill Cross.
Bill, how's your evening going so far?
Oh, I'm more relaxed now that I saw this.
Wonderful. Can I get the SKU number, please?
804-4814.
All right. And you are looking at the hanky-panky princess lace panty.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I am seeing. Which color would you like?
Oh, you know, the black one's hot. Look at right. that. You see where you can change the pictures? You see the one where she's got her legs crossed right there?
Yes.
Yeah, I just jacked off that picture. It was really good, man. That was good stuff.
All right.
That's hot, right? You think she's hot? She's got a nice ass. She's got a picture. She shows her ass. You see that one? It looks really good.
I see. Gotcha.
Nice. Got curves in her legs and everything. And don't you just want to stick your head like between her legs and just like motorboat? It's really nice looking.
Bill, would you like to purchase this item?
Well, what about the girl? Who is that? She has pretty fingers and everything. Perfect fingers. Perfect fingers on her right there.
Actually, they're very nice. So, do you have an account with us?
No, but can I see a picture of her face? Like, is there, who, what, can you find out who the model is?
Unfortunately, we don't have a picture of the actual model.
Oh.
Those models are not being shown by, it's just the waist down.
What do you like about this picture? Like, what part's your favorite part?
What part is my favorite part?
Oh, the girl that you're looking at, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm showing an item that we sell for $39.
Uh-huh.
We have it in black, we have it in boysenberry, we have it in marshmallow. What I like about it is that our customers could get any color of these three.
No, but what about $39. Her? What about her, the girl behind the panties, the girl behind the product? What part do you like? Do you like her legs? Which, like, her legs or her? She has a nice, tight little tummy. You know, that looks nice. I like that. We're guys. We're talking about girls, you know? It's cool.
Absolutely. I completely understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
At the moment, do you want to purchase this item, though?
Yeah. Do you have any other pics like this that I could maybe look at later once I've risen, you know?
Maybe you could look under, on top of the picture, it has headings. It's got shoes. It's got from shoes, clothing, bags and handbags. Home beauty, accessories, women's, men's, kids.
Yeah.
It's got all these types of headings. You could go on one of those headings, and from there you could proceed.
It says underwear and intimate, so that should be pictures of panties and stuff, right?
That would be undergarments, correct?
Here's what I mean. Here's a SKU number, 803-7850.
All right, you are looking at the Under Armour Seamless Essential Sports Bra.
Yeah, and she's not, like, I don't like, you see how the way she's smiling? I don't think she's too pretty, you know?
Okay.
Her boobies aren't too big either, you know? I don't know, is it the sports bra that makes the boobies flatter, or is she maybe just not as well, doesn't have big boobies?
The purpose of the sports bra is to hold things in place when someone's being physically active.
Oh yeah.
So
I know.
Fuck yeah.
I know the feeling there. You agree, like, the other girl looks better than this girl here, right? Like, even though you can't see the other girl's face, this one here is kind of flat more. She's more bony. Not the kind of girl that I go for. Would you go more of the fuller kind of girl, or do you like the skin and bones? Because she looks weird in this. Like, she's got the ponytail back and her teeth. She looks like a horse, you know? A horse.
If that's your opinion, I respect that sincerely. But at the moment,
Then. All right. How about this item? 812-2177.
2177. Yeah. All right. What do we got here?
Fuck yeah.
This is Free People Geo Print Crop Bar Bra, right?
Okay.
Now, she's very pretty, this girl. She's a brunette. Nice brunette. Okay. Very nice. Her hair is done really nice. And you can tell she's got nice natural breasts. You see?
Okay.
And she's a little more of a fuller figure. She's not fat or nothing, but she's got nice features and her face is more alive. But I think she wears too much makeup, though. What do you think?
Well, in terms of being a model, models are to be, presented in a certain way, a certain light. Maybe that's just the way the director wanted her to appear.
Yeah, I think she naturally doesn't have, she needs more makeup than others, you know?
Were you interested in the product?
Well, how about this one then? 790-1142.
Okay. That is
790-1142.
All right. You are looking at the Be Tempted Ciao Bella Balconet Bra.
Now, yeah, and this is the same girl from the last time. So she gets a lot of work. But you see, you can even see her on this one here. You get more of a shot of her tight little belly, you know, and her curves and stuff.
Okay.
You know, and I don't like what she's doing with her smile here, but you get a better look at her natural breasts also here. They look more fuller in this bra. I don't know you think that's the bra that does that here, or you think it's more of the woman herself.
Undergarments, contour body parts to make them either look fuller or compress for physical activity.
Mm-hmm. Now here's
the gym activities.
Here's one, 790-1435.
790-1435. All right. Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
We have the Be Tempted Ciao Bella
Patty.
Yeah, and now this, this is nice right here. See, this is what I'm looking for, nice legs on a girl. You know?
All right. Bill, see, what we sell here at Zappos is clothing. We don't sell models. Would you be interested in getting any of these garments for yourself or a significant other?
Not for myself. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't swing that way, young man. That's fine if you're into that. That's cool if you guys have that kind of thing. But no.
I want some.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the girls. The girls look good. I just wanted someone to talk to about the girls. I'm learning more about women myself. I'm coming more around. I'm more assertive with women now that I'm on my I got out of my marriage and I'm divorced. So,
well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hang out because my wife never let me hang out with my friends. And, you know, when I was in school, I hang out with my friends and we talk about this girl and that girl looked good and she had nice breasts and stuff. And sometimes we'd, you know, talk sex stories, you know, together, the guys, you know, when we were kids and when we were younger, we would talk sex stories. But I lost that. Now I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to learn how to do that again.
Well, congratulations, Bill. But here at Zappos, we don't have those types of conversations.
Oh, okay.
We talk about model. We sell, you know, designer brand merchandise.
Oh, okay,
Would you be interested in purchasing merchandise? Besides, not actual models, but, you know.
Well, it's nice to look at the girls. They're pretty girls, right? And you can look at them if you want, right?
Absolutely, Bill. Absolutely, and I'm happy that you're on the website and you're enjoying yourself looking
very
at the
much. I'm having Vicodin. I had two Vicodins and a beer, and I'm just here watching, looking through, clicking here and there.
Is there something that you are interested in purchasing, though?
Do you have any underwear models like men now, like physiques and stuff? Anything you can recommend I can look at?
You might want to go under the men's section, and there might be a section for, let me see here, shorts. There's
shorts. Let's see that. Let's see what's up there. Shorts. I see big and tall clothes. No.
There's socks. There's pants. There's different variety of items for men that we have.
Shorts. Here we go. Shorts. Okay. Let's see what shorts has. Let me see. Oh, here we go. There you go. There's a nice young man.
I love the boys.
There's some nice men.
Is there something that you're interested in purchasing, Bill?
Well, like, here's one. 813-3109.
813-3109. All right. You're looking at the Volcom Hybrid Short.
Yeah, now what do you think about that? Would you do it?
Would I purchase these shorts?
No, you know, would you do this guy? Would you do it? Would you try it?
Would I try wearing these shorts? I wouldn't mind purchasing the shorts for $55. I do like them in black. I do like them in camper blue as well.
What about being with the guy, though? Like, would you try it, this guy here? If this is who you're looking at, would you try it? I don't know.
Like I said, Bill, we don't sell models. We only sell merchandise.
Okay.
Is there something that you want to purchase through Zappos?
I'm looking at this guy. And I might try something like this, like this guy.
Do you have an account? Do you have an account with us?
No.
Would you like to open up an account?
No, I'm not interested in an account. No.
I got a SKU number. I want you to look up.
So if there is a item that you in your time find that you're wanting to purchase, please give us a call back, and we'll be more than happy to assist you in that purchase.
Oh, 798-2816.
Well, at this time, I'll have to disconnect the call.
No.
But thank you so much for calling.
Are you too
aroused? Have a wonderful evening.
Are you too aroused?
No, hold on. I got a question real fast. Dude, I was still going to get you to ask him about about man boobs in the bras.
Oh, that guy was a fucking trooper. I'm talking.
I'm sitting there breaking down the women like this one here in her neck.
Could you even hear when I was fucking covering up and just making random comments?
Yeah. I'm not sure if he did.
All right. Crazy Fucker says the Clinton, Bush, Obama, global terrorist crime cartel are the terrorists. Thank you, Crazy Fucker, for pointing that out, man.
Wasn't he supposed to call in last week?
I've been trying to get him to call in for a few months. I'm not convinced that's the real crazy fucker.
He said he was going to go, like, fuck a payphone or something and call in.
Yeah, do that. Find a payphone, man.
Redbox.
Yeah, Redbox that payphone. Brad can hook you up with a Redbox machine. Free phone calls for life.
Red Wings that fucking payphone.
Brad will tell you those. You can't Redbox outside of your local calling area anyway anymore. You got to be in the same office. Stay in the same leg of the switch.
I tried to Redbox the payphone at the local Walmart when I first got my smartphone just to see if it worked, and it didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe it's like Walmart's the only place around here that has a freaking payphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I can't tell you the last. I see a lot of places where there used to be one. You know, I take that back. Down by the cigar shop that I go to, there you have a payphone out there. It's right next to. There's a Verizon building there.
There was a grocery store I just went in the other day and saw one. I was like, what the fuck?
Right? Like inside the grocery store? Man, the grocery store by my house once that I used to live at had inside it had the payphone. Like in the middle of the store, like in the back, there was a payphone there. It was the weirdest place. And I used to call it and fuck with people. It would ring there for like a good 20 minutes and finally either an employee or some kid would come by and like, what? And I'd fuck with them.
I went on the PLA website and read about how they went to that Fred Meyers. I used to fuck with them too. I got a real good laugh out of that fucking story.
Yeah, the intercom stuff and all that. Yeah, talking on the intercom. Yeah,
don't shout Fred Meyer, bitches.
Well, he cracked me up how they couldn't fucking boot him off. I was like, the things we would fucking say if we could get on there.
They were there for like hours and hours just sitting there.
Hey, who's the 530 area code guy? Is that Milkman just fucking hanging out?
Milkman 530? Yeah, that is. Don't get that out. He'll get mad if he starts telling. I got to edit out his.
He always had the area code.
Well, I didn't go anywhere past the area code.
Yeah, well, we kind of know Milkman's area code ish kind of thing.
Yeah, we're not going to give out Milkman's phone number.
He'll get mad. Don't do that.
Earlier in the chat room, I was talking about he needs to fucking host a new episode of Cash Cab.
Taxi cab confessional. That's what he's got to do because we were testing out some stuff and he had me on. He mounted his phone on his dash and he had it on Skype and he was talking to me and I was watching him drive around. I could see the traffic. It looked like the police dashboard cam looked just like it. I was like, dude, you should totally do a show like this where you just drive around on Skype and, you know, record the video and then talk bullshit. You know, mess with the customers and stuff. He's like, yeah.
It's too bad he didn't have that phone and the fucking camera on when Jay Battle stole his shit and took off running.
Yeah,
Jay Battle. He had to chase him down with it.
Jay Battle.
Well, I figured out why Milkman drops out all the time. It's fucking the Android Skype is unstable.
It is. Well, I'm actually calling his phone. I'm not Skyping him.
He's old too.
Yeah, he's old too. Yeah, but Android Skype sucks anyway. I was trying to use it last night. I was trying to Skype with somebody, and it's like it calls and it keeps ringing, but you're connected. Yep. You know, and
we were trying. I was on my Apple device and trying to get Cobra. On it didn't work out.
Hey, did you update your you have an iPhone, right, Aaron? Did you update your Google Maps? Did you get Google Maps came out again at midnight last night?
I never did. I never did the 6.0.
Oh, you're still in the older. Okay, so you know.
I knew that it was going to be fucked because I'm convinced that they put something in the new software to slow the phone down.
Okay, all right. Crazy conspiracy guy. Hey, let's. Brad's calling. Let me connect him first.
But yeah, Carlito, we were talking about how if Milkman was on the cash cab, whenever you get to a red light, it's time for a red light hooker challenge. Answer all the questions, you get a blowjob from a Bulgarian hooker.
There you go. Very nice. Who rides in the front seat with Milkman? Hey, Brad, what's up, man?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
Salt River Materials Group.
What?
Have you called back the Pizza Hut from all those customers to like pretend you're a customer and you just got pranked and be really pissed off?
All right, yeah, let's do it. Let's do that. Let's see what they say.
Do you need the number?
Oh, by the way, Brad.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For whatever. Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay, whatever. Well,
if anybody wants stickers, they can email me. I'll send them free phone loser stickers.
Oh, I think I got some, though. Are they new ones or the same as the last one, the last set?
Yeah. They're the same, but they're just a little bit smaller diameter.
Oh, I still have that.
Like, it fits on a cell phone better.
There you go. Well, when I get a job, then I'll put one up at the job. I'm touching mine. I'm touching it right now.
I'll send you a sticker with your hard drive. I'll put stickers all over your hard drive.
No shirt this year. Every Christmas, I got a shirt from Brad. No shirt this year.
street. I'm sorry, we're closed.
Yeah, I got a nasty phone call here from your delivery person.
We've been getting calls. I think someone's like hacking into our system because they're somehow knowing our customers' names and phone numbers and calling them. Yeah, but don't worry, it's not our delivery driver, and we're looking into it.
Well, I would hope so, because this person assured me that he was the owner, and he said that for sure. And I said, "How do I know?" And he said, "Well, because," and he said, "Call this number, and you'll see." And sure enough, I called the number, and it's you. So obviously, it's someone from there.
No, it's not. Don't worry. I've already gotten a couple of different phone numbers. They were saying it's like a 661 number that's calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not us. And don't worry, I've already made a call to file a harassment.
Oh, God, that's horrible. That's what, can I get, saying, get something then? Like,
I'm sorry?
Can I get something then? Like, good discount?
We're already closed. And
well, can you put it on the computer?
It's really not in our control. Like, that's not our fault that someone's just, you know, calling out.
You can't put down for employee credit next time, employee rate next time I call in or something? Put a note?
I honestly can't. They're really tight, the corporate office. But, honestly, if you get another call, just call the local authorities and they'll look into it as well. I'm sorry? I'm sorry?
Four.
All right, four. Well...
Four.
Yeah, you have a good night.
Four.
Cat's high.
I'm sorry? What did you say, sir?
Catches.
I'm sorry?
Zucchinis. And also zucchinis.
Evil beads.
I have to say, that delivery guy was very unprofessional. He said he masturbated at the pizza, and I want something done about it right now.
Very rude.
Right the fuck now.
All right, can I get your phone number, sir?
Is that how your employees treat people like us? Tell us they masturbate
no
in our pizza.
How about you give me your phone number, sir?
You fucking beaner.
Here's the thing. He delivered a pizza to my home. I told him to fucking go away. He wasn't getting a tip. He jerked off on my door.
If this is a weird prank, honestly, you could find better things to do with your time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's your mother?
You freaking pissed on my door.
Grow up. Thank you. Bye.
That's the first time I ever said, oh, yeah, okay.
We just got told.
That's the first time I let them get away with that. Like, oh, okay, yeah.
Carlita, I think they're right. Maybe we should just stop all this.
He's got a fucking point.
Carlita was sounded guilty earlier.
We should find something better to do, yeah.
Let's quit your show.
Yeah, all right.
Let's call Domino. Let's do Domino's now. That's something better.
I don't know. We should fucking look up do a cross delivery again, like we tried that other time.
Cross delivery. The Lysol was out after Valente cross.
He was hiding out in a fucking Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, fucking parking lot, and was waiting for his pizza or his Domino's delivery.
Yeah, and then Lysol followed up. Carlito just called. I'm after that motherfucker. Hey, I don't. Well, we did all the delivery calls there. I don't get those numbers Zyklon Brad does, and it's late in the show anyway. We're not going to do a domino set now because that takes up a lot of time. Yeah, though. All I got left here is a guy named Freddy, and we've been requested to ask about sex. Ask about sex with Freddy. Who wants to ask Freddy about sex?
I'll ask him about sex.
Well, yeah, because you don't know anything about it.
Nunu would love to, but he's not on the line. So go ahead, Zyklon.
Zyklon, is it true that there's been an increase in weapons and guns purchased since the Obama election? Is that correct?
Yes.
Really? Have you seen it? Has it really been busier for you?
Definitely.
What the fuck? Racist people, man.
No, we're not racist.
Realists.
New world order.
Yeah.
Where do you work, Zyklon? I mean, like, what type of place, if you don't mind?
It's a local gun store.
Ah, okay.
He shoots people.
I thought maybe you're like an underground arms dealer.
He's a racist cop.
Hey,
Brad, your fucking Black Friday video cracked me up.
Aw, thanks.
I like the part where y'all, while they're kicking you out, are like, yeah, you aren't really Walmart employees, but we're still having to kick you out anyway.
Oh, it cracked me up when he... Yeah, I can help you over here at lane 15. You just fucking walked.
That was Carlito's idea. Like, the two main things... Oh, wait, no, maybe not Carlito's. Carlito's idea was to tell the old lady I was taking a shit.
Yeah, I had the lane one, too. I told you that the night before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tell them, I'm open over here, and I just keep walking off. So what happened? Did they... on the video, I only heard you say that, but I couldn't see what was the did anybody get out of line and go into lane 15 at all behind you, or
the old lady did?
Oh, she did.
As I'm walking away, you can see her like turn in there, and then she's, I'm sure, just confused.
Oh, I didn't see that. I gotta watch it again. I just remember seeing it like, oh crap.
She was looking like, where the fuck is he going?
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're gonna try and do it again, like the whole Walmart employee thing.
Yeah.
Before Christmas is over.
Do it the day after Christmas when they're all.
That's a busy the return day. Yeah, return day is crazy too.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because they do sales on return day too now. Fucking shit. Any opportunity they can get to sell, fucking shit. Oh man. Anyway, yeah, bastards, man. It's fucking yeah. Freddy wants to know about sex. Cyclone's gonna teach him about sex. Oh no, you're gonna ask him. Cyclone, yes. Here you go. Ask him.
Shit, Artie can teach about sex.
Yeah, Artie knows all. Not working.
Nope.
That's okay. It. And then the line.
Tabachi's got a crash.
All right. Okay. All right. So then we're done. Tabachi's gonna go. All right. I'll let you guys go, and then I'll let Milkman do the quick outro, and we'll get out of here. All right. So see you guys, Aaron, Brad.
Oh.
Out of here on your asses. Bye. See you all. Zyklon, go to hell. Can't eat a dick. Jose, you beaner. All right, Milkman. It's just you and me now. Private time. Milkman. Milkman, you fall asleep. Milkman, sleep. Milkman sleep. All right, well, thanks for everyone who sent in numbers. I know Ken helped.
Fuck you, Negro.
Yeah. Ken, Milkman fell asleep. Oh, he's gone. Ken left again. Anyway, so thanks to everyone who sent in numbers. Even UK Godfather, even though your number didn't really connect. Tabachi, thank you very much for letting tonight work out with the relay system we did with Skype. I haven't heard it myself, but it sounds like it turned out great. Good work, Tabachi. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure to watch MadhouseLive.com for eventual podcast updates. Pray for my computer, and have a good weekend. Thank you, and good night. Bye.